We're back with Joel Radio. Joel Radio.
Hey-o.
Joel Radio. We were sending out penis pictures long before Anthony Weiner.
Welcome back to the show that defined how not to make money in podcasting. Now everybody's making money in podcasting.
Podcasting's oldest and brokest stars.
Remaining true to the cause.
Phil Fragmenti and Corey Hall with you.
I'll tell you what, we were pioneers, and you know what they say. Pioneers get slaughtered.
Yes.
Colonists.
We were eaten by bears.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
That's what happens. The guy.
Yeah.
It. Kids, here's an important safety tip. It doesn't pay to invent shit. It pays to knock stuff off.
We invented this thing. We didn't invent anything, but...
No, but we were early. We were,
yes.
You know, Sooners.
We were in the formative days.
We were Sooners. We had to rush out there and get into that market.
Anyway.
And that's an appropriate sound effect.
Anyway, welcome to the show. It's Joel Radio. It's first week of June here. It's the second week, just now, beginning the second
and
week.
And it's mid-August.
And it's mid-August on heat, so if you hear... We have multiple cooling devices.
Yeah.
We have state-of-the-art cooling technology operating in the background.
My feet are actually in a bucket of dry ice. It's really cold.
It's I would do this podcast shirtless if I thought it wouldn't offend you.
Take it off.
Go no, ahead, come on.
I've seen it.
No, it's all right. I don't want to
I've seen
do
it before.
I don't want to because you'll just continually reference my chest.
Well, then I'll take
or
mine
my
off,
stomach.
And then we'll be, and then, and I'll be furry, and it'll be gross for everyone.
Yeah, we don't want that either.
Oh, yeah.
That would distract me from talking about Anthony Weiner's cock pictures.
Exactly, because you'd see all this manly, this slab of beef right over here. It's face-meltingly hot outside. It's
yeah, in Detroit, it's like, I guess I'm going to say it's 95 today in Detroit.
That's what it said in my car.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you have that car.
Now, granted, the car external temperature based on the sun and how long the car
sure.
sits.
Yeah, exactly.
It hit 101 yesterday.
Yeah, that shit wasn't really 101, but your car might have been 101.
Yeah, my car was.
Yeah. Hot. My I have a little weather station in my house that says it's 87 in my house,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, in the shade with all the windows open.
Yeah.
And but, of course, the Joel Radio Studio is in the separate wing.
Yes, exactly.
Which is a climate-controlled wing.
It's actually in a bunker.
You know what temperature it is in the Joel Radio Studios?
What?
It's 79 chilly degrees.
79 Fahrenheit. 79 Celsius would be not good.
Right, but like in the winter, if we were 79, we'd be like, that's so warm, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
But here it's 79 and it feels good because yeah. it's not 97 degrees.
Maybe. It's 79 degrees and it's always Miller time.
Apparently the whole East Coast is about 90 to 100 degrees
right.
from like all east of the Mississippi.
Now, does that mean that it's going to rain tomorrow?
I think they're saying the storms are going to move in early tomorrow.
Here's what happens, and what cracks me up is people seem to not notice this in the Midwest. If it gets super aching hot, like if it gets hot in August, it's just hot,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
You'll get a couple weeks of the year, maybe July, August, where it's just hot for 2 weeks.
And it's just going to be hot and there's nothing you can do.
But any other time when it gets hot, it's because that is a blast of warm air being pushed by a storm.
Yes.
And then people,
well, it's windy
and then
today.
When it rains on the, they're like, it was so hot and it was so nice yesterday. And then like a storm comes through.
Yeah.
Like, what happened? I'm like, that's how
well, it's going to be in like the mid 70s this weekend in Detroit. So that'll
there
be nice.
Go. All right.
But anyway, and enough about our bitching because wherever you are, it
God,
could be.
Talking about weather.
Yeah.
Weather talk.
Yeah, because this will age well, this podcast. People will download this in a decade and go, oh, they're hot. Who cares?
Fuck it.
I know. But it's a big week. It's the first week of June, which means it's E3 week.
2005, 2011, talk about Teddy Grahams. What's the fucking difference?
Well,
it's all just one ceaseless stream of dick jokes.
So we'll do our E3 coverage.
That won't get dated.
Which, you know, we're doing... It's our. Oh, can you? Oh, you better shut. You better let the. Are letting our cold air escape? Go get that.
What happened?
I don't know what happened. Pull that. We have the vault door opened up, which
yeah,
is going to let
really.
All the cold air out.
I was watching History Channel, and there was some show about the shape of the states and what, and they were talking about how Kansas is where they put all the nuclear missiles, because the Soviets couldn't reach it.
That's true.
They couldn't unless they had. They didn't quite have
like
the
with
range.
Their nuke.
Yeah.
It can only hit, like, New York and Washington
and
or something.
Maybe if they put one in Mongolia, they could hit it. But, like, they didn't have range to hit.
So this, where did the Soviets put their nukes on the east coast of the Soviet Union?
I think so.
But I would think they're so big, they had to put theirs in the middle too, kind of.
That the Soviet Union was so ridiculously big.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
But there was like people who were living, they'd converted a bunker,
oh,
like a nuclear silo into their house. And it was ridiculous.
So here's what's going on today. Of course, we're going to talk about Anthony Weiner and his
scandal. Yeah.
Corey's got a movie review. You're going to review X-Men for us. And then we're both going to take a stab at Hangover 2.
Oh,
we'll talk all about that. And we'll talk about Corey went to the U.S.-Canada football match.
Woo! And USA! Got all hooligan-y up.
Guessing
there.
It was 17-0 in that game, was, but we'll see. And, of course, we'll start today, maybe following up from last show. Randy Savage is dead. We covered that last time with John Tenney. I think it had just happened. But here's the...
Still dead. Breaking news. Randy Savage remains dead.
Well, his brother, Lanny Poffo, did an interview.
Oh.
Where he claims he gives the cause of death. Now, this isn't the official medical examiner, but I guess somebody must have told him. Poffo said the death of Randy Savage was due to, wait for it, ventricular fibrillation.
Okay.
A heart condition that can lead to a sudden fatal heart attack.
Shocking.
Poffo said Randy suffered it while driving and that his sister-in-law, Barbara, that's Randy's wife, who was in the Jeep Wrangler, was able to grab the wheel when Savage's foot was on the accelerator after passing out to swerve away from hitting a motorcycle, and they steered the Jeep into a tree where it stopped. She received minor injuries. So his heart basically exploded.
Wow. Good
which
time.
Was, you know,
yeah,
exactly what we thought.
Yeah, not
so. But I mean, a lot of people thought he crashed into a tree because he was a bad driver or something. But
yeah,
apparently his ventricles a bad anything with your ventricle is bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Important safety tip, kids.
Yeah.
Don't blow up your ventricle.
Your ventricles are very important.
Yeah, I am stunned that a man whose natural frame probably was about 160 pounds, yeah, but spent about 30 years at 250 of raw muscle.
Yeah.
I'm shocked that he would have heart conditions.
Well, there it is. There, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's terrible, though. So there it is, officially.
Rest in peace, Macho.
Good night, Macho Man. Do you want one? I'll give you one last hit on this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you want some Randy Savage music?
Hit me with a little bit of that. Sweet, sweet Savage music.
Because, you know, there'll never be a follow-up to Be a Man.
The Tower of Power! Too sweet to be sour, funky like a monkey.
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood,
whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward. I dig it in that whole leg, you set it off.
Set it off.
Used to be hard, Hulk, now you done turns off. Doing telephone commercials, I seen ya.
His heart didn't blow up while he was recording this.
I know you ain't no tendency, cause you've been running from Macho like I got a disease. Dude, please, your pay-per-view event was a joke. You're avoiding Randy Savage cause you know you can smoke. Come on, that phony fight the Rock's brain too fast. But when I tell him to go to a real fight, he passed. I called him out, but the punk was scared to go. It was a charity event, but the Hulk didn't show. Hollywood Hulk, you're at the end of your rope. And I'ma kick you in the butt and wash your mouth, I was show. Cause when Randy Dangerfield, you get so respect. So come on, Hulk, this wreck so I can put you in check. Be a man, Hulk. Come on, don't be scared.
Well, he's pissing on his grave today, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
Come on, don't be a chump. I never thought Hulk would go wild like a punk. But you didn't see the, you know, TMZ ran this, but Ultimate Warrior is challenging Hulk Hogan in a YouTube video.
Oh, good.
Which is every bit as crazy.
When's his heart explode?
Yeah,
Hold on, let me check my watch.
We'll check on the status of Ultimate Warrior's heart.
Jim Helwig's heart is going to explode by 5:17 this evening.
These guys are just desperate to, like, stay in the spotlight. You know what I mean? Like,
well, they can go to TNA, which is the retirement home for wrestlers. They can go.
Hogan's there now, and Savage was there for a minute a couple years ago.
The old guys can go over there.
And Jim Helwig, I don't think anyone will hire anymore, but
no.
Who knows?
Well, they hired? TNA hired China.
They did, although they let her go. She did, like, one show
for them. She came and did a show,
and that was it.
They'll hire anybody.
I think they don't want her because she's now doing this porn. They didn't know about it or something.
Just as an aside, folks. Years ago, we experimented with solo shows, I think, where we were going to do... I don't know if I ever did mine.
You were going to do a movie show or something, right? No?
Did one where it was, like, all music, right?
I did. I played music and talked about it.
Wasn't that a bonus episode?
Yeah, it was Joel... Was it Joel Radio?
Yeah, I guess it was Joel Radio.
No, it might have been Joel FM or something.
Joel FM. Well, Your incredible naming skills were on display. And I don't think I ever caught mine.
I was going to do the Joel News.
Yeah.
And no, I'm kidding. But anyway, what was going to be your show?
Mine was going to be called Joel FM. And, Joel AM.
Joel AM.
It was going to be political talk.
Yeah. Oh.
No, here's the thing. I just want, if you haven't determined this by now, and I know there's guys who've been listening to the show for years and years, or various versions of whatever show we're doing, I'm a nerd, and so is Joel.
Okay.
And we could basically, every week could be like Beatles chat.
Oh, I believe me, I could have done, you know, as many shows as we've done, I could do as many Beatles shows.
We could just do Beatles
shows. With help from no one else.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
I know. And I'm fairly knowledgeable about the Beatles, sure. too, so we could just sit here and rap that. Or we could do a wrestling show every week and just
yes.
talk about, you know, this week in TNA, Mr. Anderson came out dressed up as Sting.
And oh, then, I didn't
yeah,
see.
Yeah, and then he faced, I can't remember who the other guy was, but he was dressed as Great Muda. So that was a comedy bit.
Oh,
anyway,
goodness.
We could talk about wrestling all day long, even though we don't, the Savage thing dragged me into the damn.
Started watching old wrestling clips again.
I haven't watched wrestling in, thank you.
Oh, there you go.
I haven't watched wrestling in years and years.
I mean,
you know, I just gave up on, but.
Sure.
But it sucks you back in.
But you know what? It only sucks you in because that stuff. Like, it's funny, you can't say that the stuff was better then, even though it was to us, because we...
I think you can say the stuff was better
then, in
a lot of cases.
I think we talked about this last time, but I think the promos were better because they mm-hmm. weren't scripted, and they were done in a setting, they weren't live, and you could do multiple takes. And
not just the promos,
just better.
But the commentary...
Okay, the matches, though,
the
may not be as good
no,
as they
No, the matches
to.
Were generally poopy.
Yeah.
Although, there was kind of a level of... drama to them that's kind of missing in these.
Well, there would, you know, if you're watching like NWA or WCW, they had a Southern style of booking.
Yeah.
Where they would do exciting like matches. A lot of the tag team matches from back then would probably still hold up today. But a lot of like the Hulk Hogan versus
oh no
Giant Challenger, whether it be Kamala or One Man
right.
Gang of the Day.
You try and
King
get
Kong
through,
Bundy, those
you
are
get through,
terrible.
You get through a Hogan, Big John Studd,
yeah.
rest hold match.
Yeah, exactly.
God, we're gonna lose everybody on this wrestling stuff. But anyway.
But you're thinking that wrestling used to be better and
well,
you're watching it now.
It kind of no, it was better in the terms of the presentation, the promos, the storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
The actual athleticism of the guys now is better.
Yeah,
in terms of what they do,
the
know.
Athleticism and the production of the shows and stuff,
and that all started
is
in
all
the,
better.
That all started in the mid. I mean, when I say production, I don't mean you're right. The technical aspects, the camera
yeah.
work, the lighting,
mm-hmm.
all that, the sound presentation, that's all better now.
Yes,
but the presentation was better back then. You know
I know what you mean. I think the stars, the guys that had charisma and star qualities, they actually had to sort of shine through.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't, like, a factory to manufacture that stuff.
Right.
So you could tell the guys that you liked that were good. You know, they can't just, like, turn the lights on a guy and make a promo package
well,
for him anymore.
No, because...
And make people like him like they used to.
Well, it used... You know what? There is to some extent, but there used to be a minor leagues.
Sure, yeah.
In that there were the territories, and a guy would go work, you know, for
uh-huh.
the Fullers in Memphis and all that. They'd work, you know, in wherever, whatever, Texas or Minneapolis... And then they'd get to the big time, and they'd get to Vince's organization.
Right. But those people all had talent.
Like Randy Savage.
And they were big talents, and nowadays they put people on TV, and they try to give them a look, and they'll script the promos for them,
right.
and the intro videos, and they put on the big screen, and the
yeah.
pyro, and all that stuff. But the guy himself you may not care about, and that's what happens with today's wrestling.
Right. Randy Savage.
People don't care about the guys they want you to care about.
Randy Savage spent a couple years as, like, the best wrestler in the world. Or in the country, and nobody knew him
right.
before he got on,
well, was,
on. You know what I mean?
There was sort of a natural selection process
right.
of being a star. It's like if the people liked you, you made it, and if they didn't,
mm-hmm.
it was harder to hold you back than it is.
And
today.
It's very similar in comedy. Joel and I are spending the first 15 years of our careers in complete anonymity.
Yes,
just so that we explode.
Working for the Sabos in Ohio, the Penningtons. The Yoders.
Yeah, I'm working for NWA in Carolina.
Yeah, we're working for... But, so yeah, wrestling...
Working for World Class.
So Corey went back and watched old wrestling.
I could do it all day, though, because there's endlessly goofy stuff. Like, when Macho Man and Elizabeth got married...
Yes.
Even though they'd already been married in real life
mm-hmm.
for years, but they did it on TV, and they had a wedding reception, and they danced, and... We're putting cake in each other's mouths. And the thing just went on and on and on. And then the payoff was they were opening presents. And Randy Savage goes, "We got." He broke it open. He's like, "We got a waffle iron." He was like, "Oh yeah." And he was like, "We got candlesticks." And he was like opening boxes. And then he opened a box and like a cobra popped out.
Jake the Snake sent
Jake
him a
snake
gift.
Put a snake in there. Unbelievable. Just ridiculous garbage. All right.
All right. So speaking of snakes, Anthony Weiner.
Well,
we can talk about him. Do you want to do E3 or Anthony Weiner?
Let's go to Weiner. Speaking of, you go from wrestling right into politics, which looks like wrestling these days.
Well, it's
you know, it's
if got, a wrestler, yeah, I mean, no wrestler can I remember
well,
released his penis on Twitter.
Weiner was kind of a Terry Funk. He was kind of a hot promo guy, you know.
See, you know about it. Like I knew who he was.
Yeah, see,
I guess.
I watched,
but
okay,
I think you were a Weiner fan.
I watched political coverage, and Anthony Weiner was well known, at least to me.
Well, didn't he do? So he did some speech about health. Was it healthcare or something?
Yeah,
where he gave some impassioned speech and was crying. And
he
shit.
Would go. He would go up and just be a raving lunatic on the floor, and then he'd go on the. And he was really good. He was really sharp and funny.
He's not dead, but
no. I'm just saying. Previous to
those days are over.
Previous
probably,
to the end of his political career, he was a hardcore liberal, but he was really smart, and he would debate anybody. And he was funny, and he was good at that. And I watch politics kind of like I watch wrestling.
Yeah.
And there's some guys that are good on the mic. And
he was a guy you liked.
Yeah. Then there's big, stiff workers like Mitt Romney, who's kind of like
he's the hot challenger. He's
Mitt Romney's kind of like
going to challenge for the title. In
he's
kind of
like Giant Baba. No, actually, he's like the Nick Bockwinkel.
He's just real vanilla.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair.
He's a solid worker, but there's no...
Rick Martel.
Yeah. Well, Rick Martel had angles.
Yeah, I guess later.
Nick Bockwinkel's angle was Nick Bockwinkel. You know what I mean? That was his whole act. Here he is, Nick Bockwinkel.
All right.
Anyway.
But
nerdy!
Yeah. But you were a Weiner fan, so Anthony Weiner, for those of you that don't know, an American congressman from New York.
Can you just say I was a Weiner fan one more time?
Weiner fan.
Oh,
now, who does he represent? What is his?
Is it
New York City or is
he's like Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, okay.
Yeah.
So he's the U.S. representative in Congress.
He has the safest district on earth.
He has to run every 2 years.
His district is a block of Jews, Puerto Ricans, and like hipsters.
And blacks, probably, too.
Yeah.
So it's all Democratic voters.
His district is kind of like Brooklyn and parts of Long Island.
Okay, yeah.
But it couldn't be safer.
Right. It's a pretty safe Democratic
seat.
It's
as blue as it could get.
Okay.
It's as blue as Smurfette's pussy. So in terms of the political thing, I think if he just shuts up and hides for a while.
Well, let me explain what he did. We'll talk about the ramifications.
Yeah.
So he's on Twitter. Now, apparently
he's also a pretty... he's one of those guys that's active on Twitter.
You said he was active on Twitter.
Yeah.
And apparently, like... chicks would hit him up on Twitter, and then he'd end up having PMing chicks on Twitter.
Right.
And so he wanted to send the chick a picture of his. Now, I've seen the uncensored pic.
I did not have seen that.
Okay,
it is. Yeah.
I don't have a copy of it that I can bring it up right now, but it's basically his underpants. Like, his face isn't in it at all.
Right.
It's a pair of underpants, and you can see that there's an erect penis sort of going to the left, I guess.
Okay.
So it's not like a tent, but it's sort of a.
It's hanging. It's in
it's
a semi.
Not, no, it's up sort of, but it's off to the left.
It's semi soft. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's probably a semi rigid penis.
It's not a fully.
It's
not a glass cutter. Is what you're saying?
It's not a diamond cutting.
Is it like one? It's like a tube of cookie dough. It's got shape.
It's got
shape and form, but it's not. You know, solid.
I'm not going to describe his penis anymore. If you're curious, you can
come
look
on. Come on, we're getting into it.
It looked delicious. Okay, is that what you want from me?
It was full of chocolate chips.
Hot.
And I wanted to lick it and put it in my mouth.
So he decides, because first of all, let's be honest, because how hot is Anthony Weiner on a scale of 1 to 10? This guy, he's like a 1. He's like a 0. He's
got kind of a...
he looks like a Fraggle or something.
He's got kind of a weird... Yeah, he does have like a dark, crystally kind of face. I mean, he's not the worst looking guy I've ever seen.
Well, in some of these other pictures that were outed by by Breitbart, which we'll talk about him in a minute.
I'll say this for the guy.
He was like buff and...
He's one of those wiry little dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like one of those... He probably, you know, if you
probably weighs like 130.
You and I outweigh him.
Yeah.
and we could wrestle him and,
sure.
and throw him around.
Yeah.
But he's one of those guys. I see these guys at the gym.
Yeah, I
they're
know
like,
what you mean.
They're like 5'3", but yeah. they're ripped out yeah. to the moon.
Yeah, he looks
he's like
that,
a wiry, ripped
yeah,
kind of
Bruce
Lee.
Yeah, but he's got a weird-looking, I mean, he, you know, he's got a weird tattoo. You know.
At least from the picture I saw.
He's got a big Jew honker and all kinds of stuff.
I so did not, hey,
not, you know.
Hey now.
He's hardly a hot guy, but he decided some chick wanted to see his picture of his wang.
Well,
so he put it on YFrog. You know what YFrog is? Is where you can share pictures on Twitter.
Yeah.
Now, I think you can, like, keep those private, but somehow he sent the link in.
He screwed up and he put it on.
He put it on in his public, you know, Twitter feed
now,
as the status update.
I got several,
and then anyone in the world could look at it.
I got several important questions and points here. One, how long was it on the full Twitter feed?
I don't know, because even when you delete it, though, it's I think it's archived, and so I don't know. Anyway, people clicked on it right away.
I don't really use Twitter.
Yeah,
I will occasionally check like. I'll look at famous people's Twitters,
sure, yeah.
and like Albert Brooks
right.
has Twitter.
Absolutely. Steve Martin apparently has a very
funny
Twitter.
I'll occasionally read guys' Twitters.
Yeah.
But I don't
Well,
have
the deal
a Twitter
with Twitter
account.
Is like once you put it up, like everyone can see it. And they see it instantaneously. And most of the times, if you do put something up, like mm-hmm. I have an Upchuck the Clown Twitter. And occasionally I'll put up pictures, like if I'm at a psychopathic event or something, I'll take a picture or something.
Mm-hmm.
And usually people that look at the pictures look at them instantly. Like Twitter's not a thing where people are going to read that shit later.
Right.
If people don't read it within the first hour,
well, because it scrolls, it's
all right.
It's like a blog format, and it's depending
upon how many people you follow. If most people follow, you know, most people read Twitter. They have an account,
right.
and they follow people, and so when they log in, you get a custom page of all of your followers' tweets.
You know,
people it'll get buried after a certain amount. Of time
Facebook,
in people's feeds.
Facebook is similar, but things do last a little longer because you've got like your top news.
If somebody,
which are the people that you check
right.
the most.
And then if somebody writes a comment, it bumps it to the top of the wall or whatever.
And if you don't have that many friends,
yeah.
you're going to see the people's stuff for longer.
Sure. Yeah.
I've got 700 some people on there. Right,
you don't even know 700 people.
I know,
but I know.
I'm at the outer limit. Like
yeah.
I'm literally comics will friend me and I'll go.
Sure.
Do yeah. I have I seen
yeah.
this person?
Yeah.
Literally, it's probably like I would bet 70% of my high school graduating class is on my Facebook.
Really.
You know what I mean? Like it's
well,
just like hundreds of people.
For me, my Facebook is like I don't add anybody. I don't friend request anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody is my friend on Facebook has like added me,
right?
So I don't have that many, but I'm fine with that. I don't care.
I'll go occasionally if they send me that suggestion list, I'll add some comics that I've run into.
Okay, yeah,
you know.
But generally speaking, I don't need to see everybody's shit. I don't care.
Oh no, and you can hide right. it too. But
yeah, and I do a lot of stuff with Twitter because it's psychopathic. I get a lot of the updates from the wrestlers
I guess Twitter,
and Violent J.
If you only
people.
Follow like two people,
yeah.
I guess you can see their
I follow about 10 on Twitter.
But isn't it a constant stream of bullshit anyway?
It is. Do you want me to read my Twitter right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, let me see what your
Twitter?
Nonsense Twitter is. I hate fucking Twitter. I really hate
well,
it.
Well, I'll tell you this, Twitter is not good. If you're gonna like try to pick up chicks, Twitter's not a great way to do it because
how does this work? Okay, I hate text messaging.
Right.
I hate because okay,
if you want to send a private message to somebody on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
you and that person have to follow each other,
right.
which is another dumb thing Wiener did because I don't know how many people Wiener follows,
sure.
but your list of who you follow
it
is
shows
public.
The list of how many people.
Like
you
I follow Howard Stern,
right?
You know what I mean? Like so that's you know okay.
Here's another.
But I mean like if I had let me put
this is
way. Okay.
Another example of technology we don't need.
Yeah.
Getting us into the shit.
So if I had a picture of a hot young chick
mm-hmm.
that I was following,
right.
like people would know, like, why is he following some broad?
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably because I want a banger. You know what I mean? If I was going to do it, which I don't. Mm-hmm. But anyway, here's what I
Let's go back into the way back and look at how technology screwed us. Let's say, let's go back to like 1993. And let's say I was on the phone having phone sex with a girl that was at college.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Now I didn't have a girlfriend at the time, but if I had a girlfriend at the time and I was having phone sex with another girl, she would have to go and look at the phone bill and then
that's the best,
and then recognize that number and
sure.
figure it out and do some math.
Exactly.
That's how you could get caught. And so all you had to do was make sure she never saw the phone bill. Now
right.
there's 40 million other ways to get caught. There's guys hacking your tweets. There's guys who can read your entire internet history.
Yes.
Remember when Kat Schwartz put up those pictures? and the guys went well, in.
That was a thing where
and
she
unlocked the full picture.
She sent people a cropped
photo.
She cropped a picture
right.
in
and they
in
used
Photoshop.
The toolbar and opened the
yeah,
full
yeah.
And
what it is it's the preview.
Right.
The preview of was the full image, and the preview didn't scale down when she edited
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
But anyway, okay, here's who I... So I follow 10 people. If I threw some broad in... Like, I have my girlfriend, who's Miss Terry on WFuckoff Radio with me. And I think that's the only chick I actually follow. So I have Howard Stern. I have Kevin Gill, who is our commentator for JCW.
Yeah.
And he works in the video game industry.
I can't imagine what Juggalo tweets are like. Okay. They got to be... Like, you can already...
I have Mars, the horrorcore rapper from San Francisco. Blaze, your dead homie, who's on the label. Axe Murder Boys, who used to be on the label. Twisted, Boondocks, Mike Clark, ICP's producer, and then the official ICP.
Like,
that's all I follow.
I gotta say, though, the average of the regular Twitter of just any random person is already filled with so many...
It is.
Italics and hashtags
yeah.
and codes. What is Juggalo... Twit.
No, it's like. Ridiculous.
I mean,
it's,
you can't even read it, right?
You can read it, but it's like, it depends.
What's
on
up, homies? Be fucking no. dash diddly doop bop boo. What is this
A lot
shit?
Of stuff I don't care about, but there's stuff that's funny occasionally. I don't know.
Those kids can't talk. How can they type?
It's not the kids. It's the artists. I don't follow
okay.
the kids. The kids do, they do mention me occasionally.
All right, no offense. I've met Shaggy Too Dope. Is he Twittering?
Shaggy is Twittering, yes.
Who's doing that for him? Because he can
well,
barely...
Violent J does more Twittering, but they both
come on,
Twitter.
Can Violent J use a computer? What? How does that work? He could barely open a door, that guy.
I mean, I have... Oh. Here are some Juggalos who said, I'm looking forward to seeing you at the gathering, and has my
are
name
you translating
in there.
That into Earth?
And a guy says, a guy wants Zach Galifianakis at the gathering, and there was a little...
oh, God. Well, Galifianakis would flip his fucking...
There was a little bit of, you know, some... You know, there was sort of a Twitter campaign to get me to make that happen, but
oh.
I can't make that happen, so... There's nothing I can do.
Galifianakis
but I follow 10
so
people for today... There's I'm looking at maybe 50 tweets from today.
You know
alone.
Who you might get?
Who's that?
Patton Oswalt.
Well, we got Brian Posehn coming.
Yeah, well, I'm saying.
Yeah, well, he's from
his,
the same
get
school.
His buddy Patton Oswalt, too.
Well, we already booked it, and Brian all Posehn's right. coming, so I don't know about that. But anyway, so I have like 10, I follow about 10 people. I have 2,400 followers.
Yeah.
I follow, you know, 10 of them in return, and they're all people I know, and they're all celebrities in one form or another. So I'm not on there picking up chicks.
I'll tell you what. I know that it's a necessity in the modern world because when I post my movie reviews, I'll yeah. get comments, but more often I'll get like twit reactions.
Yeah.
And
sure.
I'm like, who's following the twits? I'm not even, you know.
I don't know. Do you?
I think the Metro Times just post the reviews.
They post the
on
reviews
their
on their Twitter, yeah.
And people just respond to it.
A lot of times people have their Facebook and their Twitter synced.
Sure.
Where whatever your Facebook mm-hmm. status is gets tweeted.
Yeah.
And then people can respond that
Nate
way.
Nate Fritzen does that, and it makes me nuts. I hate the fucking Twitter. I really do. Like, we need another...
But you know what? Here's the thing with it, is people are now stopping having websites.
Yeah.
They just have Twitter and Facebook.
It's amazing.
That's all people have, and it's kind of an odd thing because...
I'd like to find a guy with a MySpace.
I have a MySpace.
No, I mean, an active MySpace.
Mine's not active.
My MySpace.
I'll read it. When's the last time you logged in and read your MySpace?
I bet it was about a year ago.
Okay.
My MySpace is like a 2008 time capsule. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, I haven't.
Well, but here's my issue is like, if all people have is like Facebook and Twitter, what's going to happen when there isn't a Facebook and a Twitter?
Everything, they'll go to the next thing.
But I'm saying everything that you put up there is gone now.
Right.
And everything that you did is gone and all those connections
your life.
Are gone. And I feel like that's
well,
why
you know what I did about a year ago? I went through MySpace and I looked and all my old messages are there.
Yeah.
And I went back and I was having messages and I'm like, I'm talking to chicks and I'm going, I don't even know what this was about. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
They're like, remember that thing we
but,
did the other night?
You know,
like, no, I have no, and I had no recollection.
I want to talk about Anthony Weiner. Enough right. about MySpace and Twitter.
What, so he fucked up. Yeah,
so he fucked right. up, but then he goes, but this is the thing about it. Look, he did, look, within about 3 seconds, anybody who's savvy in any way, shape, or form knows exactly what he did. Like, if you have a Twitter, you know you can accidentally, and you see this on your Twitter from time to time, people will say, like, oops, I meant to send that privately to somebody. And it's not usually a dick pic. But, you know what I mean? It'll be somebody else trying to send somebody, like, somebody, some rapper, and I don't want to out who it was because I don't even remember. I don't want to guess. Somebody asked another guy on Twitter, when his weed was showing up.
Right.
And, like, he accidentally publicly said that instead of privately saying it to somebody. So it's very easy to fuck up your Twitter. Right. There's a lot of this, too, where people...
Are you telling me athletes are making bad decisions?
Well,
rappers?
You know, there was a guy who worked for, I think it was Chrysler here in Detroit. And he, you know, he had his Twitter, and a lot of guys will do it from their phone or their iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And what you can do is you can switch between accounts.
Right.
And the guy from his corporate account, like, he was the PR rep for Chrysler. So he ran the Chrysler Twitter. So he goes on thinking he's on his private Twitter and says, what the fuck is wrong with the way people drive in this town? They're a bunch of assholes.
Sure.
Well, that went out on the official Chrysler
I see people,
Twitter, and Chrysler fired him because he didn't realize where he put it out.
People do this on Facebook every day. Now, I'm not on Twitter, but I'm on Facebook.
People make mistakes.
People do stuff like that every day where they go, oh, my God, what a boring day at work with the shitty meeting and my boss. And I go, someone's going
to
look at that.
Well, if they look connecting their private account, but this guy released this to, like, Chrysler's fans. So they had to fire that guy because he screwed up. And Wiener, so when this Wiener thing came out, immediately you just go, he fucked up and he hit the wrong button and he screwed up. But then Wiener comes out and goes, oh, I was hacked.
Yeah.
It was a victim of a hoax.
That's where he got.
And it's just like, come on, dude. We know what you did.
Do you think if he had just straight up denied it, he would have gotten away with it? Or do you think somebody like Breitbart would have just kept... Now, where did he get the dick picture? One of the girls sent it to him?
Here's what you do. If I'm him, if I want to deny it, mm-hmm. this is what I do. I deny it and I delete the account. And I go, look, this account's got to go. It's been compromised.
Right.
And I'll start a new account.
Mm-hmm.
But he sort of... He denied it without really
being outraged by it.
You know what I mean?
What I'm wondering is how long... Because he said he like immediately went and deleted it.
Sure.
When he saw he put it up. But how fucking long was it up on the Twitter for people to find it?
But I believe like, you know, Google caches the Twitter and stuff. It's hard to delete something from the internet.
Let me ask this. Did he make this whole thing himself because he went to the elaborate trouble? Someone had to get it.
No, he put it. Everybody got it.
I'm saying, how long was it up on
Twitter? You would have gotten it if you were his follower.
Yeah. But, so how long did he leave it up before he deleted it?
I don't know, but whenever he deleted it, enough people had... But I'm saying Twitter is instantaneous.
You don't...
It's not about how long it's up there. Anyone who was going to look at that was going to look at it within an hour it was posted anyway. So if it was even up for an hour, everyone at least had the opportunity to click on it. You know what I mean? Like, for me to get a tweet from 5 days ago would be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could go and find it, but so even if you delete it, Twitter is so instantaneous that... You know, there's no like, ooh, did anyone click on? Like, if I put up one of our shows and I had to take it down for some reason because of the way, a podcast works, probably there are a lot of people that would never have seen or heard it.
Here's what he did, which was incredibly dumb.
But to deny, what I would have done is I would have denied it. I would have deleted the Twitter account and started fresh or something else.
What he did was was incredibly dumb and obviously displayed he was feeling guilty. Was that he created a whole story about how it got hacked.
Exactly.
And then he left that loop where he was like, well, I can't say if that was a picture of me or not.
Right, yeah, yeah.
He
yeah.
figured he was going to get busted on that detail.
Yes.
But just fucking go out. Just pull
say, it's not my dick.
Just pull a Clinton and flat out deny it.
I don't know nothing.
Right?
Yeah. Deny.
Although Clinton got stone cold busted denying it.
Sure.
But if you just flat out deny it,
right,
it's probably better. Or if you don't even talk about it.
Well.
Or the first thing he should have done is gone, I accidentally put a private picture up on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't have.
Sure.
Day one. And it would have been.
Well, and then when he did that 5 or 6 days later, then it's like, well, why did you lie about it?
That would have been.
And we know why he lied about it, but, you know.
You know what, though? It would have been a 2-day story if he'd straight up the first time.
Yeah.
I accidentally put a private picture. Yeah. And, you know, because the girl he sent it to didn't like. What? How did it get out? Did she bitch?
No, the picture got out because everybody that followed Wiener
was just
got
on
it.
Twitter.
So anybody could have gotten that one. But then the thing with Breitbart that came out later, what made Wiener come out and change his story and own up to it was that a chick that he was
sent Breitbart
having
the dick
this
picture?
No, she didn't send him. She sent him other pictures of Wiener topless and other like provocative
photos
from
Wiener.
So where did he get
where did he get the full on Wang picture?
Breitbart didn't get the Wang picture.
He said he had it and it was his position.
No, what Breitbart says he has, Breitbart has another picture.
Oh, well.
Of, like, Wiener. We don't know what's in that. But Breitbart says he refused to release that. But apparently, so Wiener, you know, put his bulge that he tweeted.
Yeah.
But apparently there's a full, like, there's a full-on nude of Wiener. Yeah. That Breitbart didn't release, but right. This woman who was a friend of his, but now you see the porn star came out and says that she was doing texting with him, and this like Las Vegas casino blackjack dealer.
Here's what I'm
and
say.
All these broads, and so he was carrying on with a bunch of women.
Here's what I'm going to say, and you can you know just say, oh, you're a partisan hack and all this. Here's what I'm going to officially say about the entire Anthony Wiener situation.
What's that?
I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck either. But I honestly don't.
It was a bad media strategy by him. And,
yeah,
and
that's getting, that's to me that's
his,
the story.
His lying was dumb,
right?
But
guy sending dick pictures happens every day, all day.
What frustrates me of this story, and there's an article on the front page of the Free Press about all the guys. Now, John Edwards took campaign money to hide his mistress.
Well, he's denying it was campaign money,
okay.
But he's on trial for that.
Schwarzenegger probably used state assets in a cover-up.
Schwarzenegger had a shitload of money, but he may have used an employee or something.
Okay,
yeah, there's a chance.
This guy...
Kwame straight up took the money out of the safe from the city and gave it to bitches.
This guy, Mark Sanford, who was the governor, was running around with an affair, and he disappeared and didn't tell anybody where he was when he was the governor.
Right.
Okay?
But that's pretty close to the Wiener thing because it's the denial that got him in trouble.
Yeah, but he was actually...
But nobody cares. But I know you're saying you don't care what Wiener does with chicks, and I don't either. But don't pretend like. But Corey, the thing is, the story's not believable. It's like saying the dog ate my homework to say you were hacked and somebody put up a picture of a penis on your website.
I'm just saying.
I mean, it's not believable in the least.
What I'm saying is, some of these sex scandals are notable. Okay, John Edwards is going to get he very likely violated the law if they can prove. That he knowingly took
that's
campaign
illegal.
Money.
Wiener didn't do anything illegal.
So why do I give a shit otherwise?
I think because he's...
You know why? Because I'm an adult and I operate under the assumption.
But he's a dumb person who took a technology who... But
He's a person.
He tried to use technology to cheat on his wife. And then he didn't know how to properly use the technology, and he got caught.
Well,
it's an embarrassing story. It's about
it's embarrassing because
it's about an adult. It's about a stupid man.
It's about a It's about a human foible from a guy who is generally brighter than most people.
But he's dumb in that sense. When it comes to chick, he's
feel,
a dumb guy.
Do you feel better about yourself now?
I don't feel anything. I think it's a funny story.
Why is it funny?
It's funny because the guy's dumb. I care because the guy's dumb. The guy is potentially ruining his political career over some chick that he wanted to send his dick picture to. Now, if they don't see the irony or the comedy in that,
but
it's funny.
But see, here's the thing. I operate under the assumption, and you and I are in comedy, okay? And on the level that we've worked in comedy, we've met more famous comedians,
sure.
Right?
Okay.
How many of those guys were up to some shenanigans? Okay,
but Corey, the difference is when you do it publicly, when something publicly comes out that you don't want it to come out, you can't. You have to say that.
No, but why do
this is a guy?
Why do we pretend as a society? Why are we as a society fascinated that people fuck? People fuck.
I'm not. You're missing. I've told you 10 times, and I'll tell you again.
What? Okay.
It's about you use Twitter, and you. I don't care about that. I agree with you. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
Don't go on Twitter and click the wrong button because you're an idiot.
Okay,
that you're a moron if you do that.
All right.
If you click the wrong button on Twitter, you're a moron.
Now,
I don't care what your background is. You did something dumb.
Brett Favre did. Here's the thing. I'm not ever taking a picture of my wang.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, one thing I got to say about dick pictures.
Right.
When girls will send and look, if there's a guy out there that hasn't gotten into some kind of phone chat, some kind of AOL chat, whatever it was,
sure.
Fucking Prodigy Network, sending post-it notes, I don't care. At some point in your life, if you're a heterosexual male or if you're gay, whatever, not like homos do this shit all day.
Homos
too,
send,
please.
Yeah, homos
right?
Gotta. Well, who was Brett Ratner had a thing? Did you know what Brett Ratner did?
What
he was on some gay date when he was in Australia shooting Superman. They found
Brett
his
Ratner,
gay.
Really?
They found not Brett Ratner. Who's the gay guy?
Brandon Routh.
No. The director.
Bryan Singer.
Bryan Singer. First of all, my apologies to Brett Ratner.
That's like a puss hound.
Brett Ratner is deep in pussy.
Yeah, it's a
his
puss hound.
Script pages are filled with vagina juice. But this Bryan Singer guy had a gay personal ad that, and it was him. It was a picture of him, and a gay. So that comes out too.
What I'm saying is. The media loves. This is what the media does. They operate under this. We caught somebody doing something stupid.
Right.
That's how they operate. No. But it's all immaterial unless it means something to somebody.
The difference between this and like Brett Favre is this. Brett Favre trusted somebody with the picture of his dick.
Right.
And, you know, you can never trust anybody, but at least that's what was given up in that case. In the case of Wiener, it's not a matter of you trusted a person. Now, the thing with Breitbart, those were given to him from some chick.
Mm-hmm.
But when you out it yourself, that's the thing that is different from this than all the other ones is that he himself exposed his own philandering.
All right.
That's the difference.
So unless we get a different story.
Clinton had Ken Starr up his asshole. You know what I mean? And you know, the Jets didn't like Brett Favre, and so that got released. And all of these guys, and, you know, Kwame was doing other stuff, and it led back to that.
Unless we get a different... Oh, and by the way, Reagan...
But that's why it's different.
Reagan dumped his wife and kids for Nancy.
Okay.
But anyway...
The difference, that's why you're saying, why is Wiener this? And I go, because he's a dumb guy that did this. You shouldn't... It's one thing if your chick gives you up.
What I'm saying is...
If you get a yappy broad that's going to out you, okay.
What I'm saying is, he's a guy. Most men do shit like this.
Okay.
And it's only because you're on television. Where he's dumb is that once you become a media figure, you then have to be real careful.
Right.
But look at fucking Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenegger had a kid and kept this shit secret for
first
a
of
decade.
All, I'll never talk bad of Arnold Schwarzenegger. This guy, first of all, what's he supposed to do with this kid? Oh, Arnold paid for his kid. Ooh, scandal. How about Arnold doesn't pay for his kid? How much of a scumbag is Arnold then? If Arnold is supporting his kid, he's doing the look.
Well, you know what?
He shouldn't cheat on his wife.
I'll tell you what.
We understand that.
Here's the deal.
Arnold didn't do anything wrong.
What? Shit like Arnold happened.
Arnold did nothing wrong.
By the way, that shit with Arnold happened in the old days all the time.
Okay, yeah.
Like,
right.
You know, you ever hear like Hollywood people have crazy stories like Jack Nicholson was raised by his aunt and he thought it was his mom.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Because the mom had him when he was too young.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And he didn't know that was
his
real mom.
There's a lot of celebrities.
The shit like that used to happen all the time.
And, yeah.
There were unwanted kids.
Yeah.
First of all, the whole Greek myth about Zeus coming down and raping chicks was because...
Well, isn't it Liv Tyler thought Todd Rundgren was her father for her whole life?
Yeah.
Yeah, shit like that.
Right.
Because her mom didn't want to admit that she was banging.
What I'm saying is I only care about people's sexual attitudes. In two cases, John Edwards, where it's an actual crime was committed, where he used federal campaign funds.
And Kwame's the same thing.
Kwame got busted doing dirty shit. You know, Newt is a loathsome toad.
I'm not even sure what he did.
But I don't know if he broke any laws.
I don't know what they're accusing him
of. He dumped his wife when she was having cancer, when she was like in the hospital with cancer.
Well, that's
and
not
ran
good.
Off another bro.
Okay, but that's
and he had multiple affairs.
Right.
But affairs are not a crime.
But
Newt did the thing with the Tiffany thing.
Right.
Now that's an actual case of corruption because it what's been revealed is that Newt's wife lobbied on behalf of Tiffany for the mining industry.
Well, the accusation is that he got a favor from Tiffany to get these
they got an account
no interest account.
They had
something.
A $500,000 open account because his wife had been a mining interest. Lobbyists,
right,
which helps Tiffany get the diamonds. That's what
it
was.
Okay, but isn't that an ethical matter that
but that's
Tiffany...
A, right, but see, that's an actual ethical creepiness that involves
the
public. Showing your dick... I
go back to Wiener, but again, that's the thing about what Wiener did is minor in comparison to other people, but the way it was exposed is unprecedented in that sense.
Well, as Nixon proved, the cover-up is always worse than the
crime. It is, and that's why
he had simply come out and said, I... accidentally posted a private picture on Twitter. That's all he needed to do.
We're going
to
move on from this. But listen, we're going to choose to disagree. I think it's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard of in my entire life.
Mm.
And certainly it happens to other people who aren't senators, and it happens to people in their life. And but you know what?
No,
when
but it happens
when
to people.
How
many of our friends get caught?
Oh, I'm sure,
like
absolutely. But again, when you're... But you know what? If the standard isn't higher, if you're not going to hold yourself to a higher standard when you take a public office, then you are stupid.
Look, we had a friend who was a one-time guest of the show who got busted doing something worse.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, straight up worse.
Right, but I mean, again.
So I only care if it involves someone unwillingly. Like this asshole that came and raped the maid.
Who raped the maid?
Dominic Strauss-Kahn, the guy from the
IMF. Oh, yeah, yeah, that guy.
All right, now that guy, wow. Go fuck himself. I mean, that's
a crime.
Right,
yes.
That's a real crime.
That's not, yeah, I mean,
but,
I
want to be nonpartisan about this, okay, just because I like Anthony Weiner. No, I David Vitter had an affair. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
right?
I don't care. It's affairs. It's not about affairs. It's not about... Yeah. You know, it's just about.
Are you going to show me
Wieners stuff
Wang
gets up?
Here, is it?
No, I'm bringing. I'm moving on to something else.
All right.
But in a related story,
yeah.
Because you know, I always say that, like, you know, guys send their Wang pictures and they get out, and guys get embarrassed.
I'm just,
and then they deny.
My final statement on this.
Yeah.
I just what fascinates me is it's
but
people can't
you can't.
People can't look away from stuff like this,
okay.
Even though they all know they do it.
Okay,
everybody fucking does.
But you
does
can't
shit like
say
this.
That it's not a big deal because it's never happened to a public official in this way.
It's happened to 10
yeah,
officials.
In this,
got
in this way,
stuff.
In yeah. this way, in the way of you released your own garbage.
Yeah, it was a goof
your
up.
Private yeah. shit. Well, your behind closed door shit got released.
I'm frankly,
and you released it yourself.
I frankly
you
like the,
didn't understand.
First of all,
the
have you seen his wife? She's pretty hot.
Yeah, his wife is pretty hot, and I don't know what the deal with her is. Like, if she's leaving him, I don't know.
It's another important. But
they've been married for a year. I think
the,
it's.
By
over.
The way, though. By the way, though. Brad Pitt had Jennifer Aniston, and that wasn't enough for him.
Well, okay.
Right?
I don't blame guys for cheating. It's not about cheating. It's not about mm-hmm. taking pictures of your dick.
Right.
It's just you can't fail. If you're going to cheat, be an expert on the technology.
What about Tiger?
Be
didn't,
away.
Didn't Tiger kind of get busted in the same way?
Well, I think Rachel Yucatel came out, and yeah. she was the one who outed him. But anyway, speaking of being outed,
mm-hmm.
you know, guys do this all the time. They take pictures of their dicks. Sure. We actually got some good naked chick pics the same
right.
week. And she's also denying. She's claiming these are not real.
You know what the difference is? You know what the difference is?
What's the difference?
Girls send naked pictures all the time.
Exactly.
But I think most guys who get them,
yeah.
unless they really hate the bitch,
yeah.
they know how to cover it up.
Well, this woman that I'm talking
girls
about.
Girls get vindictive.
By the way, have you seen the Kat Dennings nudes?
Yeah.
Yeah, those were all right. But it was the same deal. So anyway,
man,
so this chick is
by
claiming
the way, is an actress putting out naked pictures going to hurt her career?
I don't
absolutely
know.
Absolutely not.
Well, anyway, so this is claimed to be Blake Lively.
Yeah,
there's a series of photos. I don't mm-hmm. know if you've seen these. Have you seen these, Corey?
Well, she's got a picture in front of. She's got a camera in front
right.
of her face.
Well, then there's that one.
Yeah, that's
Blake Lively, right?
Although
I mean,
the hand looks in a weird position, doesn't it?
No, the hand looks like a hand. I don't know.
Doesn't her arm would be kind of long?
No, that's fine. She's taking it in a mirror.
In her forearm in a weird place?
Come on. That's Blake Lively. Nigga, please.
I'm just saying.
Well, so Blake Lively, these come out.
Yeah, they look
First
good.
Of all, I think Blake Lively has breast implants, if that's her, which I don't think is a surprise. Mm. But how hot is she?
Yeah, it looks good.
That's real.
Yeah, she's an
so
actress.
She denied. So these came out. There was like five of them. And she was like, she denied that they were her. So then the same guy apparently released a whole other series of pictures. Right. And he wrote this, and they have all this writing on it. Let me read you this. It says, "Oh, yes, Blake's rep, these are totally fake. We really, really believe you. Want more? By the way, thanks for all the faps." Faps means beaten off, apparently.
But this happens all the time.
So he released these other ones. And that one, where the camera was in her face before, mm-hmm. that you can pretty much see is her. And then there's lots of, I mean, that's clearly her.
Well, yeah.
She's not naked in it.
Same
but
phone.
Same phone. It's like an eye. I mean, like that. I mean, again, you can't see her face, but it's more pictures of, I mean, that's clearly her. You know.
Right.
I like that.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good picture. Just cleavage.
I'd like to get that in my inbox.
Like,
sure.
If a chick sent you that, you'd be like, oh, I'd fuck you anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, by the way, I know who, and then, you know, they had this
now,
picture.
Did they match the freckles?
Apparently she had... I'm not sure. I don't. I think no.
Hold
those
on.
Are,
was
those
there...
are tattoos? No. Somebody said those are tattoos she got for the town
of freckles
for the movie. No. Those are tattoos of stars.
Oh, they're stars.
Yeah, those are freckles there, but those are tattoos of stars.
Oh, because see, from a distance, they just look like brown spots.
You're sitting on the other side of the room, but
yeah.
Look, if I'm zooming in,
yeah,
here,
they look like stars now.
Yeah, they're stars. And then she has some other tattoos. So this is. You know, I mean, I think she has
She actually went and got tattoos for the part.
I don't know if she... Those tattoos, but I think that is like a real tattoo.
By the way, you can
the
get
one that's
fake
on her
ones.
Neck. No,
way.
I think those might be fake for the movie, but what they're saying is, doesn't that... If she's got them in the town and they've got them in these pictures, isn't that pretty sure to be her?
I don't
By
doubt
By the way,
her.
The guy has been outed as he releases, and I can't say it, so you want me to write it down?
Why can't you say it?
Because we're pretty sure that like a famous guy... Because I don't want to say it.
Why don't you want to say it?
Because I don't want to. I don't know if it's true or not.
No. Okay. So, so Anthony Weiner, you can run up the flagpole, but this guy.
But he admitted something.
Yeah.
But I'm saying she got these for a movie.
Oh, you know what? We didn't talk about in the Weiner thing. And let me just say this for the record. Yes. This Andrew Breitbart is a scum fucking.
Okay.
Day.
Well.
But he lives off. That's what he does, though. He was the guy who put out the Shirley Sherrod video that was edited in the wrong.
Okay.
It wasn't.
Well, he found this woman that released the further pictures, which made Weiner come out and confess that it was actually.
I'm just saying. And he likes. I hate the guy. He's a
scum.
Okay,
that's fine. Yeah. Well, he's like Star Magazine or whatever.
Yeah,
he's
a tabloid scuzzbag.
That's why I don't care. I don't like him anymore. Yeah. But we're pretty sure that it's this guy who's a married guy who, you know, she sent those pictures to.
Well, sure. And, why, and you know what I mean? Why can't you say that?
Well, it's not public. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh,
it's not. I don't think the guy's admitted
blind
it.
Item?
No, it's not. Well, I read it somewhere that is.
Joel, I can't believe Joel would not say the name of a famous Boston actor.
What are you doing?
I'm telling you what it is.
Well, I'm not Why? Saying because it's not. I can't say that. It would be. I could be sued.
The hell you're going to get sued?
I could be sued if I said the name of this guy.
Where did you get this? Have a blind item?
Well, there was rumors that while they were working together.
Joel reads the tabs like a 70-year-old woman. Yeah. Like, you seriously read the Globe.
No. The rumor was that they were carrying on while they were shooting a movie together.
Wait, hold
and
on.
And then the guy.
Hold the fucking phone. Wait.
Yeah, I know.
Attractive actors on a set fucked?
Yeah, but this
really?
But this guy's married with kids. This guy's not a guy.
Really? Yeah. A married guy fucked a hot chick?
But the thing is, no, but again, the story is that did this guy release these pictures of this chick?
Oh.
Blake Lively. Because Blake Lively is now apparently dating Leonardo DiCaprio.
I would say, I'm going to go with no.
She also dumped this guy, Penn Badgley, from Gossip Girl, like a year ago.
I'm going to go with no, because the guys who leak photos like this are never as big a celebrity as the girl that they expose.
But really? But would she? But who?
This guy is
who?
This is a bigger celebrity.
No. She's a big celebrity. She would only send pictures to bigger people. She wouldn't send a picture to me.
No, but she would send to some guy she was dating who was not as famous.
But
right?
We know who she was. I mean, we know on the record who she was dating. She was dating Penn Badgley. Now she's dating Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah. So, and then if you take the rumored relationship that came between those, wouldn't he be, if she left him or something, wouldn't he be a candidate to have released these photos?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. But
I don't know.
It doesn't make.
People are claiming this is the guy. Who
it doesn't
it.
Follow. It doesn't follow the pattern.
I don't know if it's true or not.
Am I wrong, though? The pattern is generally, if there's a sex tape, the person who releases it is less successful.
Well, that's when somebody like. Well, you know, like
after they get famous.
Yeah, but like the Jennifer Lopez thing they're trying to sell. It was like her first husband from before she was famous, and he spanked her on the honeymoon, and there's a tape
of it. Sure. It's like that chick Kendra, her sex tape didn't come from Tom Brady.
Exactly.
Right. It didn't come from someone.
Tom Brady?
I'm just pulling a name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Fuck Tom Brady.
No, I'm saying. It didn't come from, like, Tom.
I know what you mean.
Tom Brady's not putting out sex tapes of chicks.
Right.
Because he doesn't have a need to.
Exactly.
And
but,
that the name on that paper.
But I. But that's what's so unusual about getting
tall,
these pics.
Well-known
Where
actor.
Would she? Why would she do this?
Because people are human and they have.
Okay, but who would she
fantasies.
Be sending this to?
Some dude.
Yeah, but probably that dude.
Wait, but this is what's amazing here is we act like what's amazing about all of this.
Yes.
Is we act like because people are in movies or because people are famous or because people are athletes that somehow their brains. Are more sophisticated.
No. That's not the argument.
Regular people. Okay, now politicians should theoretically
the
be smarter.
The argument is, well, but again, Blake Lively is denying it, and we're saying, you know, like somebody got these pictures from somewhere, and but don't you don't think? Let's say you're this guy though. I wrote this guy's name down.
Yeah.
And let's say you're a. Not,
I don't see a motive though.
You're not a famous guy, but you're his buddy. Okay. If you're the famous guy, do you bust out your phone and go, "Hey, look what I got last night"? Look who sent me these pictures.
Okay.
Would you do that or not? Because then that guy could be the guy that sends him out. True or false?
I got a general policy about... You got to have a policy about all this stuff, okay?
Yeah.
In a theoretical universe in which I was a fink, and I had and I had naked pictures of chicks.
Right. If I gave you naked pictures of chicks or something.
If you know, if a girl...
Which I've never done, by the way.
No. And you know, and despite me asking. And...
Yeah, Corey's asked me.
What I'm saying is, you know, if I had naked pictures of a chick and I go, "Hey, Joel, check these out."
Yeah.
I wouldn't give you a physical copy.
Yeah, that's weird. How do you get the physical copy?
I might go, hey, look at this. And
but could you do it like through an email? Say, hey, email.
We saw a comedian send out pictures of his ex-wife. Do you remember that?
Yeah, but that was, yeah, again, because he was mad at her. So maybe he's mad at this Blake Lively and sent these out.
Here's an important thing.
Revenge.
Now,
revenge, Corey, makes people do crazy things.
I'll tell you what.
Revenge.
If you're going to send a dong picture, make sure it's only of the dong and there's no real way. And make sure.
Right. And that's why Wiener could have just denied it.
And make sure your dong doesn't have some kind of notable deformity that can be reported.
You're right.
Like it doesn't have an extreme hook or a freckle on it or something. Because let's be honest, you can go on Craigslist right now and it could be anybody's dong.
It could be
Matt Damon's dong could be on there.
Yeah, there could be a gay personal ad.
The Reverend Billy Graham's dong could be in a Craigslist picture.
He could be wanting a young boy to come over.
Exactly.
And who wants to handle this?
In fact, a girl that I used to know would like post ridiculous Craigslist stuff.
Oh, like phony dicks
she'd
and stuff.
She just put I want you to tie me up and kick me in the pussy, and like. And guys would respond.
And what would she do with the responses?
She'd be like, I want you to make me pregnant so we can sell the baby. You know, she'd put ridiculous stuff, and guys would go, they'd send her pictures. And, you know, and it took, what did it take? Like, you'd put one up, and 20 minutes later, you'd get.
Where do I look in Craigslist?
Casual Encounters.
Casual Encounters. Do we care if it's men, women, whatever?
Well, look for guys if you want to see wangs.
Oh, men looking for women?
Yeah, you'll see a dong. That's... I bet you'll see a dong if you look long enough.
Okay, so here's a man says tonight. This is the very first. Corey, that was the first ad. I didn't even scroll the page.
No, because I just posted that. So there's
looking to relieve some sexual frustration. Yeah. Girlfriend has been serving in Army overseas for 9 months now, and I'm tired of jerking off. I guess I'm looking for somebody who might be frustrated also, looking for later when I get off work.
Uh-huh.
Maybe meet for a drink and back to your place
there
or
you
mine
go.
Or hotel,
uh-huh.
whatever works.
Uh-huh.
Put the word fun in subject reply. And there's a picture of this guy. He's unzipped his pants.
Now, let me...
And he's got a penis hanging out.
How long did that take you?
It took a few seconds.
6 seconds to find a wang.
Well, let me see.
Now...
See, that guy's just got like I don't know.
Yeah. Sometimes
there's not as many
spams.
Wang pictures as you can as
yeah,
you
might
think
be
you'd
some.
See.
There, but the first one was a wang.
Well, here's a guy's face.
Oh, that guy looks good.
I need a blowjob, man for a woman. Who give the blessed blowjob? Must be DD free under 40. Prefer black. Email me.
Oh.
Put subject line piece. Put blowjob.
Who's gonna do that?
Well, here's another guy.
Another dong.
Now, see, that could be Anthony Weiner or some guy, right?
You know what this guy did? He put it over the sink so you could see how little it is.
Oh, this is Ed. Want to meet. I am so nice and very clean and very horny.
That guy is shaved all the way down. Right? Are you looking? What now?
I don't want to look at that one.
Do you know
anymore.
What city you're looking at? Are you looking at the?
He was in. Do you want me to say what city he
no,
was in?
No, it's all right. Yeah.
I mean, I don't care. This again. I don't think I'm outing anything by reading a Craigslist ad.
What city was that?
He's in Farmington Hills.
Oh, okay, all right. So you're looking at the Detroit Craigslist.
This is the Detroit Craigslist. Yeah.
But you could do this. Oh, there's a guy holding it.
I am. What does he say? I am dying, spelled incorrectly. D-I-E-I-N-G. To eat some pussy.
By the way,
and this guy's got a million.
I like that
prison.
You can spell. He's got tats all up and down there. Okay, if you go to the women,
I'll be honest by telling you, I have a smaller dick. I have a smaller dick, and it's cut with a decent size head and shaved below, and it does get rock hard. What I'm lacking in size, I make up for orally. I love to eat pussy more than anyone on this planet. I challenge him on that. Anyway, what do you want me to look for?
Now, if you go to the women section.
Women looking for men?
Yeah, go to women looking
in
for
casual
men.
Encounters or in... I'll look at casual
encounters. Casual encounters are usually hookers. I don't think you're going to find
NSA them. Wanted woman for men 32 or
there, there's like no pictures, though. Oh, there you go.
But that's probably fake, though, right?
I don't know.
I'm feeling lonely. All I want is a man that can show me a good time and lots of sex included.
What I'm saying is you're not going to see many clams.
That's the only picture I'm seeing on this whole thing.
Yeah. If you go for just the women looking for men and like,
anyone like Ativan fun. I think that's a drug, right?
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
She's going to get high on
No, but if I just go to, like, women seeking men dating.
Now, I'm going to ask you an important question. You look up pictures. If you find one under three bills.
Okay, first of all, I'm looking at women for men, like, in the dating section.
Yeah.
In the Detroit Metro Craigslist, there were, like, four ads placed today, five ads, one Sunday, two from last Tuesday. Yeah, and none of them have pictures.
All right, we'll go to, like, Chicago.
Chicago.
You know what I mean? Go to a bigger city.
U.S. cities. Let's just go to New York. Why not? Women seeking men.
I mean, you might get hot chicks in New York. But in the Detroit, if you get a girl under two bills, it's going to be something special.
What do you think about her? She's cute.
Is she naked?
She's in Long Island, though. She's wearing a top.
All right.
It's a black and white photo. Attractive, sincere, and charming. New York, 28. Oh, look at that.
All right. Now, that's just a boob
shot. That's just a boob shot. It's a big boob.
But you saw how many wangs?
I saw a million. Yeah, I mean, right? For every boob. I haven't seen a boob. I haven't seen a naked boob yet.
Yeah. What I'm saying, what about wiener is, all guys do this dumb shit. They put their dongs in pictures.
I can't find, even on the New York Craigslist, I can barely find a picture of a
personally,
woman.
Personally, unless you're a gay guy, I don't see, what was that?
It was a big fat single mom, yeah.
Big fatty. The best is when they put the picture of their daughter in there with them.
Like, you're right.
I don't want to see your kid in this picture as well.
Now, for women for men.
If you go to the gay stuff, I don't know what you're going to get if you go into that. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, but these are hookers. Special rate.
Yeah, if you see an actual vagina, it's probably a hooker.
Yeah. I think these are hookers.
Yeah, that's nice.
Asian. Well, again, these chicks are not naked in any of these. Yeah, this is hosting in Brooklyn. Juicy booty to smother and serve.
Oh. I think that's a movie that Joel's going to be in next year. To smother and serve.
Do you want me to go on the gay one?
Let's see the gay. This is going to be.
Okay, let me just read you the things and you tell me which one you want to see. Okay, I'm just telling you what to pick. College intern, looking for Jen Bottom now. Hung BB top.
No, let's see that.
Hung BB top. So I think we're going to see.
What's BB? Is that big black? What is it?
Hot other dudes.
I don't know all the gay code terms, so I don't know what BB means.
Bareback, I think, is what BB means, yes. Let's shoot a nice load.
Thank you, Joel.
Do you want
thank you for
your gay translation. Well, see, guys will put buttholes up and stuff, and then it's...
It's just gross.
Yeah, we don't need to see that.
But I'm saying men love to fuck. They will go to extraordinary...
What about service stop?
Oh,
that's disgusting.
Oh, that's a big rope.
Oh, that was hi-oh. A lot of... Yeah, I don't know what to...
But how many... I mean, the gay guys are all putting their...
Gay guys put everything. Guys will take a shit and be on...
There you go.
Husky Bear 46.
That's a thicken.
All right. This is getting very gay, looking at the gay personal.
But I guess the point I'm trying to make here is everybody does this. And then the media goes into paroxysms of, oh, my God... I can't believe.
Well, this is the thing about the media that you have to understand.
They're
that whores. These newscasters, these producers at these networks, they all live these lives where they never done anything wrong. They've never done drugs.
Right.
They're not cheating with each other.
Exactly.
These are really some of the highest, most upstanding citizens in our community.
And then Joel just bought a book about the history of ESPN.
I did. Those guys have all the fun.
These guys and every guy and girl that worked at ESPN.
Right.
It was a nonstop, coked up fuck fest.
In the early 80s, the secretaries had an apartment where they were turning tricks out of. I mean, that's...
you're like 100 pages into it of a 700-page
book. Yeah, I'm 100 pages into it.
And you haven't even gotten to the good shit, right?
Yeah, so that's... We know.
But what I'm saying is, read the SNL book.
I want to do E3. Can we do E3?
Yeah, let's move on.
About dongs? We've done an hour without talking about six topics
but
that I
want
to
I
want to
give up. For Blake Lively.
Blake Lively looks good. And don't be ashamed if that's you, Blake.
The other kind of girl who naked pictures, it's like the attention whore twit. Like,
sure, yeah.
Like Adrienne Curry's always putting up her stuff.
Well, Tila Tequila, somebody like that.
Right,
yeah.
Those I love. Go ahead. Put those up, ladies. Go ahead. Because we're at a point now in 2011.
Yeah.
Naked pictures aren't going to hurt your career.
Well, but you know.
They're going to help your career.
But if Blake Lively's somebody who had done nudity, it wouldn't be a big deal. Maybe there wouldn't be a fury over naked pictures of her. But since she's never given that up.
Now, let me ask you this.
And she's a desirable woman.
Do you think that she hides it because she's saving it for the extra cash for the time she does get naked in a movie?
I think eventually she'll get naked in a movie.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be past the time when...
There's a rumor going around now that Aniston is topless in Bad Bosses or Horrible Bosses.
Horrible Bosses, but they might cut it out, but, is what I heard.
Now, what country would they cut that out? Saudi Arabia, right? Like, wait, where would you go?
I mean, look.
Where would you go? Hey, I got a picture of Jennifer. Now, I've seen movies like that stupid Adam Sandler movie that came out
just
a couple months ago.
It,
just go with it. There's a Brooklyn Decker was in the ads.
Yeah.
But Aniston's in a bikini.
Sure.
And that's like a big selling point of the
thing. I think
what
that
I mean?
Probably was.
They do the big thing where they try and make her look frumpy.
Yeah.
And then she goes,
and then she's hot.
Look at me in a bikini.
Right. I'm going to be honest. I think Aniston, for me personally, I think I'm over that.
I know, but she's.
I think I'm past that. And there might be guys who aren't, but it's
right.
not 1995.
No,
anymore,
I know.
You know what I mean? I think I might be past
that. And by the way, her window for doing the nudity. Is getting shorter.
It's getting shorter.
But a big name and a big star.
My feeling is she will do it. Like Meg Ryan did it eventually.
Right.
And Meg Ryan did one little thing when she was young. But
you do it when it's too late.
She did it when it was too late. And Blake Lively's going to do it when it was too late. But, you know.
It's not too late now, Blake.
Well, exactly.
Whip him out.
That's why thank you to Mr. Actor for releasing those.
I'm just saying, what kind of... Well, we got a nude scene of Aniston. We might put it in the movie.
Wow.
Shut, you know what I mean? And that's only to stir tickets.
If the conversation was like, oh, yeah, so you know people will go.
Right.
Just to see if it made it or not.
You're not going to put it on the DVD. Because if you don't do that, you don't know your business.
But, you know, here's the thing about actresses. Generally speaking, a lot of actresses, especially when you're in this crowded field of young actresses, the ones who get the attention are the ones that do the nudity.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones like, how did Angelina Jolie get famous?
Right.
From being naked in movies.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part.
It's not hurting Anne Hathaway's career.
Right? Anne Hathaway's been naked and like people have. So I think there is an interest in chicks who get naked.
Right.
But I think that sometimes.
Now, Scarlett Johansson has never done it and then she's like the big. You know,
but she was the big get for a while, for sure.
She's the white whale. Someday we'll get that.
But I think people are going to be over that.
Yeah.
Do you think anyone cares about seeing Jennifer Love Hewitt naked anymore?
I do.
Aside from you.
Speaking of her, there was a story today that somebody looked at the Rotten Tomatoes stats, and she's the worst actress of the last 25 years.
Oh, based on that.
Based on her, her average movie rating is a 9 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, like a 9 out of 100.
Yeah.
Oh,
like, her movies are the worst.
What has she even been in? She was in Garfield?
Yeah,
in
just
Idaho?
Stuff like that. She's in
fuck.
Bad shit.
Well,
I would say Katherine Heigl, but what do I know? All right.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, she's terrible. All right, E3.
Well,
did Sony reveal their new Wang at E3? Did they have
There's no Wang, yeah.
Was there an iWang device? Was there
There's not a Wang, but...
Is there an arcade stick Wang?
There's not a vibrating Wang.
I heard that... Larry Nielsen at Xbox tweeted his new Kinect Wang functionality in which you can move stuff with your dick.
No, that hasn't. Well, the thing about Kinect is that Kinect is actually taking photos of you. So if you did get naked in front of it,
right.
You know, you could potentially put that over Xbox Live or something. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
All these video games now have cameras in them.
You know what?
They could.
And you know what we're discovering? The more cameras we put in shit... The more accessibility...
The more dumb shit people do with them.
The more dicks and vaginas we're going to see. Because you know what? Everybody's horny. So, to me, how long can we pretend to be outraged about shit anymore? I can't.
We will pretend to be outraged forever.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You get... Now, when guys are raping little
boys... I'm not
boys,
outraged by Wiener, but again, I think it's just a silly, dumb thing a guy did.
I know. But the faux outrage annoys me.
But he blew it up himself.
I didn't really care about David Vitter's affair. I didn't give a shit. He's a Republican. Normally, I would revel in that, but anyway.
All right.
Off that, E3.
The big E3
Nintendo,
thing.
Nintendo, what did they do? Tell me all about it, Joel.
Well, the big thing is, the big story coming out of E3 is that Nintendo released Wii U.
Mm.
That's the name of their new high-definition console.
Okay, now, we just got out of a story about a congressman named Anthony Weiner showing his dick.
The Wii and the Wiener.
And you're going to go to Wii U.
That's what it's called. The Wii U.
Which has been a joke in sixth grade. So,
what do you mean the Wii U? What is the joke?
It sounds like peeing and urine.
Peeing you.
Yeah. I'm peeing on you. I'm whizzing on you.
The innovation that the Wii U is going to bring is that it has
Is it put a dick joke into a home console?
It's going to have a 6-inch screen.
What happens when the Xbox
make your dick joke
out of
this? It's going to have a 6-inch screen built into the controller with dual analog sticks and 4 triggers and all the buttons, and it'll have motion control built into it as well.
Essentially, it's like a portable system as your controller.
Well, the idea is that you can display the entire game. Like, if you wanted to play the Wii U without a television, you can, because the game will be displayed on your controller. And then there's other games where essentially, and no one's really brought this up, which is funny, I hear this, essentially, the closest analogy right now is like it's a giant DS,
mm-hmm.
where your television is the top screen and your controller is the bottom screen, and it's also a touchscreen so you can tap on things and so activate, like, and you would do inventory management
like the
on
map, it. Map screen could be on there.
The map, the inventory for certain games. But they also add stuff where you could use it as your scope for like your rifle. If you were doing a first-person shooter, you could hold it up to the screen and aim it wherever you wanted, and you could see a blown, you know what I mean, like a scope version of what where the enemies are.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of, like, they did some tech demos of it, but they didn't display any, like, full games running it.
Right.
They announced some games that are going to be on this, which comes out next year, and it's all games that are coming out, like, this year,
mm-hmm.
like Battlefield 3 and Batman Arkham City, which people are going to get on the PlayStation 3 and the Xbox 360
anyway, right.
before the end of the year, which means, like, who's really going to wait to buy for that? And a lot of people are saying it was a disappointment because it's not like that thing, which is essentially a tablet, a wireless tablet. You can't take that with you. You can't, like, put the game on it and take it, you know, mm-hmm. on the train or the bus or something or the plane.
Mm-hmm.
You still have to use, you know, you have to be
you
in
have
the
to
same
have
room
the receiver.
With the Wii. There is a Wii U console. It just looks a lot like the Wii. It's just kind of a little more rounded.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think a lot of people are very disappointed in this.
And then was this full HD or what?
It's full HD. It's going to be spec out to be every bit as powerful, if not slightly more, than the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation
3. Which is funny, because then when the Xbox 720 comes out,
it's going to get stomped.
Right.
Right.
Nintendo's going to be behind the wave again.
Well, but the feeling is, though, if people want their Wii-style games, they can now have those, but with even more functionality. Like in one of the demos, it was, say you're playing a golf game with the Wii remote as your golf club.
Mm-hmm.
You would put the Wii U controller on the ground.
Right.
And then that is like the lie of your ball.
Yeah.
And you can see mm-hmm. the ball and Corey's going, I could give two shits.
This is the same shit.
Are you saying you're not into the Wii
this
U?
This is the same shit as the Wii and the PlayStation Move.
Okay.
That doesn't make a difference to me.
Okay.
Right?
I play,
we have a Wii. And the
Corey has a Wii.
We have a Wii, and what do we play on it? Mario.
Yes.
Which is an old-fashioned game.
Which doesn't use the Wii remote.
Right.
To move around, anyway.
Yeah, you can shake the stick
okay.
and stuff, and it does something.
Well, you can do that on PS3, too.
Right.
You can shake the controller and things like that.
It's not that big a difference.
Right.
And we play, occasionally we'll pull out the Wii bowling or, like, Wii golf.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But it didn't really make a difference in my life as a video gamer
sure.
that I had to play everything.
You didn't automatically want every game to... You didn't want to swing your arm around for every game.
Are people fucking that fascinated by touchscreens? Are they still...
People like touchscreens, but even this isn't even a touchscreen, though. That's the difference. I mean, it is a touchscreen, but it's not a multi-touch thing like an iPad.
I think
iPad
people got excited about the iPad because you could touch it.
Yeah.
People are really stupid.
Well,
they just get excited about touchscreens.
The thing about touching it that people like is that you no longer have some mouse or something that's foreign. It's like a book. If you want to know more about it, you touch it. Well, I mean, here's the thing.
Here's the problem for you and I.
It's a more tactile experience to touch.
As things. Video gamers in our 30s.
Yeah.
There's nothing foreign about a mouse or
there isn't
a controller.
But they're saying for children and for people who
I'm tired of that fucking shit. Who gives a fuck about
ultimately,
kids?
Ultimately, here's what's happening is the Kinect. And, you know, even this Wii U, I think, it's funny because they're going after the Wii U and saying, oh, we're
going
to put
We're going after the hardcore gamers,
but they're not giving hardcore gamers anything they don't already have.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a real disappointment, I think.
Nintendo,
and so I'm not really looking to buy this thing.
Nintendo has not been for the hardcore gamer since Super Nintendo.
Okay.
Right? You could argue, GameCube wasn't.
N64, you could say, was.
Yeah, maybe N64.
N64 had some,
But GameCube was kind of a all-purpose family-friendly system.
It was not as specked out. Jack of all trades, master of none kind of deal.
Remember when we went to the GameCube launch?
Yeah, and the GameCube was great.
God, how long have I known you?
We've known each other since like 2000.
God, when did
known
the
each
game,
other for over
when
10
did the
years?
GameCube launch?
The GameCube launched in 2001.
Because you and I went to like...
And like 6 months before it came out.
They had like a party.
Yeah, we went to like a mini E3 thing where we got to play all the games.
Demo all the games.
It was like their booth at E3.
And I remember, what was it, Rebel Alliance was the big...
Yeah, the Star Wars game.
That was kind of the killer
app. And we played Super Monkey Ball, and I think we played Super Smash Brothers at that.
Yeah, it might have been, yeah.
And I can't remember what else we played. I don't think we played Mario Sunshine.
Pretty much Rebel Alliance was the killer
That was the one that was like the greatest thing you've
ever
seen.
I think they had NBA Jam or some shit, too.
Yeah, that, I can't remember.
Whatever.
Because ultimately, I had to buy those games. I think they had Luigi's Mansion because I had to buy that game at launch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they made me buy 3 games when I got the GameCube on launch day. So I had to buy a bunch. I don't know how much money I spent.
Buy 3 games?
Yeah, you can only buy. And I don't know if they still do this. Usually with new console launches, you have to buy a bundle. And I had to buy, like, the system.
And it came with, that system came with Luigi's Mansion.
It didn't come with anything. No, you had to buy it.
Didn't it come with Luigi's Mansion?
Didn't come with it, no. It was available on launch day. But Smash Brothers came out later. So I think I had Super Monkey Ball, Luigi's Mansion, and the Star Wars game at
Where
launch.
Is your GameCube?
Oh, there it is. I didn't even know. There's the GameCube. Do you want to clear the dust off? It's not hooked up to anything.
All right, let me do something, Joel. Let me determine how much, now what's thicker? Anthony Weiner's cock or the dust on your GameCube?
Well, it's funny because, you know, I got...
How many inches of dust are on a GameCube?
I have a new television that the GameCube, I really... If I hooked it up,
like
it would look
shit.
Terrible. If I got component cables, it might look okay.
You know what? I kind of want to hook it up just to see how bad
it is. How does your Wii look hooked up to your big TV?
It looks...
it doesn't look as good as your 360.
No, it doesn't look as good as my
360. Yeah, see, that's
but
the problem with the Wii.
With a game like Mario, which is big and... Sprite and
colorful,
and bright,
yeah,
it doesn't make as much of a difference.
Yeah, I know, but the thing, don't you want that HD experience, though?
Well, I do, but I have an Xbox.
I know, but
We got the Wii simply because Amy wanted the Wii, because it had cute stuff.
If the Wii would have been HD, maybe you wouldn't have gotten an Xbox?
Maybe.
If you would have had that choice, like,
yeah,
given whenever you got it.
Right.
I mean, you got the Xbox after the Wii was out. I got my Xbox before the Wii was out.
I bought the Xbox, because I wanted it.
But the Wii was out. You had the option of buying the Wii when you bought the Xbox, and you chose Microsoft.
Right. But I wanted a hardcore system. And
yeah.
At that time, I think PlayStation was like $500.
Yeah, there was a time when there
the
was
PS3
a big gap
was
between
way expensive.
The PS3 and the Xbox.
The Xbox was like $100.
Well, I only got the PS3, I think, 2 years after it had been out. Mm-hmm. I got the Xbox 360 a year after it had been out.
Yeah.
So I waited on all 3 consoles, and I still don't own a Wii, and I'm certainly not buying one now that the Wii U is coming out.
You could get a Wii for $10.
And I'm saying I don't want the Wii U right now, but here's what I'll say.
Keep saying Wii U.
I don't want the Wii U.
That sounds funny.
Here's what I'm going to do. If a game came out on the Wii U that was compelling, and it would probably have to be a first-party Nintendo thing because I think all the third-party stuff isn't going to be any better. I don't think I don't see them doing anything with that screen controller. I don't see Grand Theft Auto
The Wii was very successful but never outsold the Xbox or the PlayStation.
Well, it actually did, but...
For a while.
I think the overall sales of I don't know. I think the Wii still might be the best-selling console of this generation,
but
it is not selling at a rate anymore, and certainly in software sales,
it peaked
nowhere.
At one point.
Yeah,
it spiked, and everybody bought it.
And it's not really selling at all now. So,
right.
And in fact, Nintendo didn't even... They only showed, like, one Wii game at the press conference. I think they showed Zelda Skyward Sword.
I mean, we waited, what, 3 or 4 years?
You waited 4 years, because it's been 5 years. I think that came out in 2006. So that thing's been out for 5 years.
We got it, like, last Christmas.
And
so
it's kind of over now for that, unfortunately, for people that bought it. But you know what? A lot of people bought that, and all they played was the bowling.
Right.
And that's what they bought it for, and they got their bowling out of it,
right.
And that was it. And,
I might want to get Punch-Out.
Yeah.
That might be fun.
Well, you might get some cheap software now that thing is sort of defunct.
Yeah.
But my question is, though, for people, like, is the Wii a failure as a system, or was it a success?
I think the Wii was generally considered a success as a system because...
Yeah.
But it was not a success for us.
No,
it was
it's a failure
success
to me.
In that they bought Wiis for senior citizens' homes and they can all play Wii Tennis.
And they might still, but I mean, are people still playing Wii Tennis in these things?
I think they still are.
Really?
Not, yeah.
I don't know that
you
they
know
are.
You know why? Because old people are lame and they'll sit there and play.
This is what I heard from, I was listening to an analyst talk about.
Amy's parents have a Wii.
Right.
If they've played the thing more than 10 times.
Well, okay. Somebody claims that this is what happened with the Wii. People bought the Wii and they played with it and it was fun. What happened was they then got their big TV, which you have to remember, in the last 5 years, how many people bought their first big flat screen TV?
In 2006, not everybody had one.
I've bought three TVs in the last 5 years.
The digital conversion wasn't until what, 2008?
2009, I think, was the first one. But anyway, this now, but what they're saying is that people, when they got the Wii and they couldn't hook it up to their TV through HDMI because it didn't support it. What they did with their Wii was they said, well, let's put that in the kids' room.
Yeah.
Or let's put that in the playroom.
It's in the basement.
We'll take the old TV, keep the Wii on that, and put it in the basement. And now they've got this nice big flat screen. Well, what do they want? Well, we want Blu-ray because it's HD. Mm. Well, let's get a PlayStation 3. Put that on it. Or we'll get a Kinect and we'll put that on there in F360. Sure. Because it's in HD. And that's why they were saying, well, people don't need HD games. Well, unfortunately, people, you know, when your TV isn't out-of-the-box compatible with an HD television.
Well, when you spend $1,000 on your TV and then you have a system that's essentially the GameCube hyped up, it's not going to work.
Yeah. Well, it's the same video process. Do you use component cables for your Wii?
Yeah.
Or do you just use the regular ones that came
with it? I can't remember.
Because they say the component cables make it look a lot better. It's like 480p with the component cables.
I think I've got components in there.
Yeah, you have to buy them separately. I don't think they come in the box. But if you bought the components, it's supposed to make
it look better. I might have had components that I bought.
Okay, but it's, you know, whatever. It's the Wii, to me, was a failure. Look, they made a lot of money, and Nintendo's deal is that they won't release a console where they're losing money and trying to make it up on the game end.
Which PlayStation sure did.
But, you know, those systems can do it because people will buy games. You know, I've bought...
Ultimately, you know what the Xbox is?
I've bought three games in 2011 already for the... I mean, it's like three brand new games I think I've bought already for the PlayStation 3 this year. And I don't know how many games I've gotten like off the used market. But you know what I'm saying? I'm getting a game a month or a game every 2 months for my other systems. And those the people that own the Wii don't buy the games.
Here's where Xbox has been really successful and PlayStation's been somewhat successful. PlayStation, I think, does really good with the AAA big titles like Drake's Fortune and Uncharted or whatever. But what Xbox really excels at are arcade games.
That's true. A lot of people buy them.
And the Xbox Arcade, the PlayStation Network obviously was down for a month.
It was down for like 6 weeks,
But
it's back now, by the way.
But what Xbox Live has really been good at and that's where their money is in selling incidentals, selling...
Yeah, downloadable content.
Selling bonus content, for a while...
Yeah, they're the kings of that right now.
For a while, they were selling tracks on Rock Band and Guitar Hero.
Yeah, they still do that.
You know, it's all the... I bought Mass Effect, too.
Yeah.
And at the time, Mass Effect, I got it at a sale, and it was fresh, and it was like $45, right?
The game, you're saying.
Yeah, now you can buy that game for $20.
Yeah.
But what you do is there's expansion packs.
Yeah.
There's at least 5 or 6 expansion packs for Mass Effect.
And how much are those each?
Those are about $8 a piece.
Do they sell them as a bundle now or anything? Can you get like all of them for one price? Okay.
You could on Mass Effect 1, they had a bundle for all of them. But Mass Effect 2.
Well, I know on the PS3, when that version came out, they threw all the DLC in.
Right.
But it was still $60, so it probably would still be cheaper to get it on.
Yeah.
I just got L.A. Noire a couple weeks ago, and you know I got some DLC because I got it at Best Buy. Like I pre-ordered it, and they gave me
DLC.
They give you like a free case,
right?
You know, a case meaning like a case that you solve in the game, and those take about an hour each. So I got like a free hour, but then what they did was they said, and I like this, was they said because like if you bought it at GameStop, you got one case. If you got it at Best Buy, you got another case. If you got it at Amazon, you got like another case or a different weapon or whatever. They said for $10, if you give us $10, any DLC that comes out or that ever comes out, you'll get.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought that. Even though I had some of it for free, I wanted it all, so I spent $10 on all of it.
Yeah.
And like there's stuff that hasn't even come out yet that I'll be able to download for free. And I thought that was a fair deal.
Sure.
It only added $10 to the price
of the
game.
You know what's annoying, though? It doesn't happen a lot, but sometimes like... Marvel Alliance 2 came out, and I loved the first Marvel Alliance, but I didn't feel the need to go.
Did
Marvel
you buy the second one? No,
but then when it got cheap, I was going to buy it, but they'd taken the DLC down.
Oh, you couldn't even get the DLC anymore?
Yeah, they like there were extra characters and stuff that they put out.
And oh, then, and they just said, we're not supporting this anymore?
And then they stopped supporting it after a year.
Can you still play it live, or can you still play it multiplayer?
Yeah, maybe, but it's just like...
But see, that's one thing in video games that I don't like, is that a lot of people don't realize that, you know, these servers, you're at the whim of the developer or whoever, you know, Microsoft. They take down these servers eventually for everything.
Right.
I'm sure you can still play, like, Call of Duty 4 and stuff live and all that. And that'll
They took down Halo 2.
They did. Well, but that was on the previous Xbox. A lot of people were playing that on 360.
But people were still playing it.
Yeah. But they take down these servers. And so, you know, I for me, I'm reluctant to buy games that are only online because am I really going to be able to play that game? And, like, now I can plug
you
in.
You gave me Crackdown.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, two-thirds through it. And there's a thing where guys want to jump into your game.
Sure.
I'll be playing Crackdown at like 2 in the morning, and a guy will want to jump in my game. And I'm like, this came out 4 years ago.
Well, I think that's that's a different game, though, because it's not competitive multiplayer, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like, talking about like the Maddens, like, you can only play like last year's Madden.
Yeah.
Like, if you have a Madden from 2 years ago, you can't play that against somebody online.
Yeah.
They take those servers down.
Which is why the GameStop is clogged with Madden.
Right. And it's like, but I mean, it's like, I don't want to pay for that experience of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can pull out my Super Nintendo and play any of those games today
now,
exactly as they were.
I'll tell you what, you and I never play each other.
No, we don't.
And
I don't have Xbox Live Gold, so I can't play you. But if I got it. Let's say I get it. All right, I got it now.
Yeah.
What are we playing against each other?
Well, you know, it'd be cool if we had, like, FIFA or Madden or something. You and I could play
each
other.
But then it's like, we got to, you know, talk about when are we playing.
But here's the thing.
Meet me at 3 o'clock.
I live 15 minutes from you.
Sure, you can come over, yes.
I'm like friends with Nigel Rosenblum, the old attorney of the Corey and Joel show.
Yes,
he lives in D.C.
We could play Left 4 Dead,
together. And I've played a couple things with him.
Yeah.
But it's like it doesn't happen very often.
It's hard to get people together, and it's hard to like. I think that's why if you're on Xbox Live, it's fun if you have 100 friends,
right?
And you just see who's on, and you go, okay, I want to play. Let's play some multiplayer together.
Right. I got like 3 friends. So it's like, Jesus Christ.
They're probably never on at the same time as you, and you probably don't have the same games. And I don't bother. I mean, I played the most I've ever played anything online is Uncharted 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I played the competitive multiplayer, which is 5-on-5 team battles. And I generally got my ass kicked. There are some times I did well. But I think overall, like, I'm like, my kill to death ratio is like. Not even 1-to-1. It's like I die twice for every kill I get.
Yeah.
So I'm not considered like statistically a great Uncharted 2 player.
No.
And I think I'm good at the game. Like, if I give me Uncharted single player,
you want to feel bad?
I'll tear that bitch up.
You want to feel bad about
yourself? Put me in multiplayer. I can't do a goddamn thing.
You want to feel bad about yourself?
Yeah.
Play like Street Fighter online.
Oh, forget about it. Never.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had for a long time. I traded it in, but I had that Mod Nation Racers, the kind of the Mario Kart, which was cool. And I showed you that you could make dead Spider-Man, and you could make your own little avatar guys.
Sure.
The multiplayer, the guys would kick my ass so bad. I won, but I generally got my.
I'm actually fairly competitive in Madden.
Yeah,
like I won't get my ass stomped in Madden.
I can see where Madden would be harder for people to master.
But guess what? Here's what happens: I play Madden online.
Yeah.
You guys won't finish a game.
Oh, of course not.
If you start beating...
Those games take an hour.
Well, if you start beating them, they'll leave.
Right. Yeah, like I think the online matches in Uncharted 2 are like maybe 10 minutes. So, you know, you play one and then you go back in the lobby and they put you with another team.
Yeah.
And,
I'm not even saying I'm that good at Madden, but it's like I won't get immediately crushed the way I will at Street Fighter.
Never try Street Fighter.
It's
online.
Ridiculous.
Never.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Right. Because that's like individual. It's like one-on-one.
Yeah.
Like, when you're playing a 5-on-5 team battle in, like, a shooter,
right.
You can kind of hide, and you'll have one good guy on your team, and he's getting a lot of the kills.
Shit. I played Warcraft online. You get stomped doing that.
They can kill you in Warcraft?
Well, they have player versus player.
Oh, okay.
So you'll go and play these, but usually...
Oh, not World of Warcraft? You mean the Warcraft...
World of Warcraft.
Well, you
could play Warcraft 3 online.
Yeah, okay. I don't know nothing about
which
those.
Which Sean Stone would do. But...
I do have...
Those, at least, when you do that, it's always in groups, so there's other guys on your team.
Right, that's what I do in Uncharted, and I like it. I do have... the one time they had, like, a free gold weekend, and I have an Xbox 360 achievement, I killed a Rockstar dev in Grand Theft Auto 4 multiplayer. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. If you want an autograph, send an email to email.
Did you get an achievement for that?
I have an achievement that I killed. I don't remember doing it. But I know I played multiplayer for a couple hours in Grand Theft Auto 4. And I killed a Rockstar dev.
So was it just Sony? Has anybody else had a conference yet?
No, Sony and Microsoft had their conferences. And
said nothing.
And you're going to get, Corey, you need to buy Kinect so you can shout out commands to your Mass Effect 3 guy. And you don't want to do that.
I know. I got a headphone.
But that's what it's for. I know, but they're saying, why don't you do that? They're saying, why don't you just use the regular headset mic for that? And they haven't said if they're going to, like, use that functionality.
Which is, okay, and Madden, they got the headset.
Yeah.
And it's the, they got, like, the you know.
Can you call an audible, or what do you do with
no,
headset?
No, like, the offensive coordinator will get in your head and go,
oh, you hear
wanna,
that,
we're going to shoot, we're going to shoot right on this one.
They give you advice.
Yeah. But I'm like, I know how to fucking play the game.
Well, the idea of Kinect is, you know, they had, like, a Disneyland Adventures game and a Sesame Street game. I guess the idea is they want, like, I think Ghost Recon. I didn't watch the whole Microsoft press conference on TV because I was working on a movie that day. But anyway, the idea is that there are some hardcore games that are going to start to use Kinect where you can either move your character with him or whatever. But they all look terrible.
Yeah.
And voice commands is something they want to let you do with Kinect. I don't really buy into that. Sony's press conference was just a lot of their games. And then they have a new handheld. They have the PS Vita, which is actually pretty cool.
So they got rid of the PlayStation Move.
The PlayStation, no, they have the Move, and there's a lot of Move games coming out.
Sorry,
but the PSP is kind of done, yeah.
The PSP.
The Vita is going to be almost as powerful as the PS3 in a handheld.
Nah.
And in fact, they're going to have games, and they demoed one on stage where if you have the game either, I don't know, if you're on both systems or if you buy it on one, you get it on both. Where you can play it on the PS3, save your game, it'll save your game to the cloud, then you fire up the PS Vita version of it, and it's the same exact game on the handheld. And that's kind of cool.
Do you remember when you had the Dreamcast?
Yes.
And the Dreamcast had the memories,
the VMU.
The VMU with a visual memory card.
I did. I had
the visual memory card, you could call your plays in Madden on that.
Yeah, they did. They had that.
Or you would sometimes have a little mini game in there.
Right, I had a Chow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what a Chow is?
What's that?
It was from Sonic Adventure. They were these little eggs, and you raise them.
Okay.
And if you took your Chow out of your VMU, it was like a Tagamagotchi or whatever.
A Tagamagotchi?
A Tamagotchi. What were those called?
A Tamagotchi.
A Tamagotchi.
There you go.
And what were the other ones? There were two of them. There were
there was the GoBots.
No, it wasn't the
The Thundercats.
No, come on.
Was it
two of them.
Silverhawks?
Anyway, but I had the thing.
Tiger Sharks.
And I remember I was in college.
Mangalore?
And I had to, like, take my little guy out and, like, feed him in the middle of my college classes.
That's great.
But then I would take him, and I'd take the thing home, and I'd put it in, and when I turned on Sonic Adventure,
nothing like a story,
he was all grown up.
Nothing like a story of a man creeping up on 40 talking about how he was an adolescent in college.
I was 25 when I was feeding my
You were 25 and
my
you were,
chow.
You were feeding a Tamagotchi.
A chow.
Which was for 6-year-olds.
Oh, no, you know, time out. Time out. Let me correct myself. I had a Tamagotchi. Because I found one when I was working at the movie theater.
Nice.
Some kid lost one, and I raised a Tamagotchi for a couple weeks. But yeah, my Chow was kind of the same thing. I played with that too.
I remember.
I can't remember in college if I was feeding my Chow or my Tamagotchi.
I remember my roommate and I ran out and bought them, and we were so excited we could get Tamagotchi.
A Tamagotchi?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a big craze.
We're like, oh, let's get them. That'll be fun. And we went and bought them, and I set the clock wrong.
Oh.
And so the thing was sleeping while I was awake.
Because they would wake you up in the middle of the night. Yeah.
Yeah. So it ended up like starving after 3 days. Because
Did you have to like take a paperclip and push the button in the back?
You had to like abort it.
Restart the Tamagotchi.
Because the schedule was off.
Yes.
And then I wasn't cleaning it and it got covered in shit.
Wasn't the idea you put your Tamagotchis next to each other and they talk to each other or something?
Remember the Furby?
No, I was never into that. But I had a Tamagotchi. But, yeah, the Dreamcast had the little Chows, which were the kind of their version.
What I'm saying is the Dreamcast system, how'd that fare?
It did bad. But, again, it's kind of like the Wii U. It came out where it was better than the PS2 and the Xbox.
For like a week.
But then a year later, we had PS3, or, you know, we had Xbox 360.
But
and then a year later,
the only
PS3,
reason people
and it
remember
got blown
the,
out of
the only
water.
People, reason people remember the Dreamcast is that it did have some great games.
It did.
So, ultimately, at the end of the day, the video game industry is always about gimmickry. They love gimmicks. They love, oh, it's the Power Glove.
Well,
oh, it's the Virtual Boy. This and that.
The promise is that whatever that tech is, it's going to make your games better.
And it never does.
And it usually doesn't.
No.
Generally speaking, I think we figured out how to make games fun.
Yeah.
the problem is that for the industry, they're saying we figured out how to make them fun, but we haven't figured out how to get everyone to enjoy them.
Right.
And everyone being, you know, not males 13 to 35.
Sure.
And I understand that. Your girlfriend isn't interested in your fucking...
No, but she'll play...
She's not interested in your Mass Effect, probably.
She'll play, like...
She's not interested in Crackdown.
No, but you know what? Like, I got that Pac-Man arcade game.
Okay.
She'll play that.
All right.
She'll play games.
Sure.
But the hard stuff, she can't...
Well, I wanted my girlfriend to play some of my games, like even like Heavy Rain and stuff, because it's kind of like an interactive movie.
Yeah.
And it's a real good interactive one, and I thought she'd enjoy it, but she won't sit down and play that with me.
Sure.
I said Uncharted is very movie-like. You could just watch me play that. That might be fun, exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Not interested. Almost the entire cast of Mad Men is in L.A. Noir.
Right.
And so that has piqued her interest and said, oh, yes, I'll play that with you.
I kind of want to take a look at that.
And then when she comes over and she has no interest in it.
Right.
No. I don't want to play L.A. Noir.
Yeah.
I want to watch something on DVR. You know what I mean? She wants to watch some show. So
I'm trying to
get my girlfriend involved.
Guess what? Most women don't really like playing video games.
I know, and I'm fine with that. But I'm not going to say, like, let me buy you the Wii so you can bowl. Because fuck all that. I don't care. You know what? It's my thing, and I don't care. And I think a lot of people, gamers,
well, that's
are
what
like
I
this.
Did. Yeah. I broke down and got my girlfriend
a
Wii.
But that's okay. I understand that.
Because she wanted to play that.
But I'm saying, for me, I'm going, you know, video games are my thing. And, you know, I don't have to have my grandmother play them with me. And I don't have to play them online
That would be cool. If they had
some douchebag latchkey kid.
If they had a Kinect.
In Wisconsin. I'm not interested.
They had a Kinect that would bring the spirit of my grandmother to play video games with me.
Yeah, would you let her play?
Yeah, I'd play with my ghost grandmother.
What if you could suck up your grandmother as a ghost in Luigi's Mansion 2 on
the
new
that?
Wii U?
Yeah.
Would you like that?
Well, it depends on which one. It depends on which one. My mom's mom, no. But
no?
My dad's mom.
What if you could battle her
in
God of War 3?
I would.
She was a demon.
Totally would, yeah.
It's a harpy with wings.
My grandmother's. Come on.
But I love, you know, the other thing no one touched on was 3D, and it was very, only Sony really hyped up 3D.
You know why?
Why? Because they sell 3D televisions.
You just bought an albatross is what you did.
No. But Sony sells 3D TVs, and that's, I think, why they're pushing it more than the other guys. But I'll tell you, I just got, you know, with the network coming back in the store, I now have a lot of 3D stuff on the PS3 that's really cool.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to check that out, we can check that out after the show.
Well, after this epic marathon of a show, what time are we at here, Joel?
Well, we're done in about 90 minutes, but we've still got movies to talk about. You went to the soccer match. Do you want to talk about that at all?
Let me talk about that briefly.
Okay.
Went to the U.S. Gold Cup.
What does the Gold Cup
mean? The Gold Cup is the tournament. It's a tournament for World Cup qualifying.
So it is a qualifying match.
Yes.
It counts. It's not a friendly. It counts.
Yes. There is everybody are, you know, they're in, I don't know how many regions of FIFA there are.
Okay.
But there's CONCACAF, which is I don't know what it all stands
for. Okay.
But that's our group. And our group is North America and Central America.
All right.
So it's really the U.S. and Mexico are the only good teams.
But how many matches would they play to qualify?
It's like the World Cup. They play, I think there's only 12 teams, though. They play a group stage, and then they'll play.
So they play like three teams, and then the best.
Then there's
of those
probably
will
like
go on.
Three rounds of the. Anyway, so we went, and it was U.S. and Canada.
This is at Ford Field in downtown. Detroit.
But it was a doubleheader because they.
Oh really?
They threw Panama and Guadalupe in there.
Oh, did you? But your ticket was good for that too.
Yeah. So you could watch both matches, and we caught like most of the second half.
Oh, so you went down there early to catch that, and then watch the U.S.
It was like at 6 o'clock, and the U.S. game was at 8.
Who was rooting? I thought it'd be some funny people rooting for.
There
those teams.
Well, I mean, there was already the like diehards.
They're U.S. fans.
The
but.
Diehard, you know, there's the Sam's Army, which is the, like, U.S. rooting section.
Okay.
And they filled up a big chunk of the end zone.
Okay.
And then the Canadians had their own little section of idiots on the other end zone, and that was kind of funny.
All right.
I don't know how they all just bought group tickets or whatever, but... so there was people there already for Panama.
Sure.
And although, I think the place, it probably had 30,000 people in it.
That's not a bad crowd.
That
for soccer.
That stadium seats about 60.
Sure. So, how much of the like the seats did they have to get rid of to put the like the soccer field in?
They didn't get rid of any seats.
Oh really? But
no.
I figured that field is so much bigger than an NFL field.
It really wasn't.
No.
What they did was that where the sidelines would be.
Yeah.
I think the NFL sidelines take up a little more space.
Sure.
I don't know. It fit on there.
All right.
They put in grass.
Okay.
They wheeled in real grass. They didn't play on turf. They brought in real, which was kind of cool. You could see the real grass, and you could see that it was getting brown in spots.
Okay.
Because
it was inside Ford Field,
They brought it in on, like, Saturday.
Yeah.
And the game was on Tuesday, and, it, you know, it's only going to last for so many days.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the players bitched about, they're like,
well,
I'm glad we had to play in an indoor stadium with grass.
Well, like, welcome ridiculous. To America.
Right, I know. but it was fun. It was, you know, and live soccer is actually, I know a lot of people, Americans, bitch about football.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's boring on TV. But if you have an active match, it's fun because it's not, because it's like hockey.
How much, what was the score of the U.S. Canada?
2-0.
Okay, so that's a
U.S.
It's a typical soccer score.
Yeah. Canada had a couple good shots, and we had lucky.
Were there lots of Canadian fans there, too?
There were a decent amount. Like I said, they had a big.
We're right by Canada.
Yeah, they had a big cheering section, although it was maybe a third the size of ours.
Yeah, yeah.
And like the hardcore guys that were all wearing body paint and had the flags, and I saw a couple Captain America shields. You know, guys were wearing all kinds of.
It's a little ridiculous.
They were all kind of you know,
how many? How Uncle much does Sam it cost hats. To go to a?
They game we like bought that. Like $20 tickets.
Okay.
And then in the second half went down and
sat. So like you're probably there's nobody in that $20 section when the game starts because everyone moved down.
Well, it was like the sides the one end zone the Canadian end zone was empty above where the Canadian guys were sitting.
Okay.
Like they were in the lower part, and then that whole end zone was pretty much empty, and then. The upper bowl had people in it, and then in the second half, everybody figured out that...
We're going to go sit in the good seats. Fuck all this.
Most people figured out that nobody was taking tickets in the second half.
Yeah,
so we went down and sat, like, behind the goal, and it was fun. It was fun.
Oh, okay.
When the ball's coming at you, it's fun, and it was a good time.
All right.
So, well done, Ford Field.
Ford Field.
That was the first...
Might be the only football we see in there all year.
Hey, there you go.
Be a shame.
The fucking NFL.
Yeah, that was
the but that's the first international football game they've had in
Ford Field,
Detroit.
Sure.
Yeah, in Ford Field and in Detroit since like the World Cup was here.
Good, yeah, all right.
So I had to go to that.
You had to go.
Being a soccer nerd,
had to go.
It was fun. It was a good time.
All right, and that's movies. I mean, X-Men came out, made a good chunk of change.
Mm-hmm.
Not the biggest movie,
but people
in the
were bitching. It made like $58 million or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And people were like, "Well, that's underperforming."
Well, it doesn't have any of the stars that were in the original those X-Men movies that came out before.
Right.
So it's
no
like
Halle
it's,
Berry.
It's
no kind of
hard
Stewart
to do that. And you know, it is what the fourth movie if you want to consider it a sequel to.
I think it's the fifth if
X-Men
you count Wolverine.
Three. Yeah, and then Wolverine came out too, so it really is the fifth. And again, without Hugh Jackman and those people, I think it did okay.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a good movie?
It's pretty good. It gets a little bit at the end. Again, on these comic book movies, I'm a little bit... I don't trust my opinion sometimes because I know who all those guys are. I know all the characters. Except for this one, there were a couple characters I didn't even know.
Is it because they were new or because they were just too obscure?
They were like probably from the last 10 years.
Oh.
But they shoehorned him into this story. You know what I mean? And so I didn't realize, I didn't recognize some of those guys. So,
all right, well.
It's too big. At the end of it, it gets too busy. There's too many guys with powers, and you go, who is this guy? Why? And so the first half when, like, Magneto's a Nazi hunter is cool shit.
Okay.
Like, they kind of, it was almost, and I wish they'd done more of that. They could have just done, like, an Inglorious Bastards kind of thing.
Well, you know, who knows where that series goes? I mean, I guess they take this, it's almost like Star Trek. This is the new cast. They're younger.
Rebuilt. Right.
They'll be the new guys, and we'll reboot it, and we'll move on, and that'll be it. So,
we'll see.
I mean, I don't. I think people have a little bit of superhero fatigue, and I think by the end of the summer, there's going to be a lot of superhero fatigue.
Four big superhero movies. Yeah, it's going to be a lot.
But I didn't see it, and again, I don't know that that's something I'm going to run out and see. But maybe I'll watch that on Blu-ray.
I'll tell you what.
Later.
I probably liked it. I'd say X-Men First Class hit at its best. Hit higher notes.
Okay.
But Thor, in a general, was more entertaining just as a basic popcorn picture.
And
right?
We're a week, 2 weeks from Green Lantern or 1 week?
Yeah, 2 weeks. Yeah.
2 weeks. So Green Lantern in 2 weeks.
More superhero shit.
But the big movie of the summer is Hangover 2. I think that's the box office champ at this
Shocker,
point.
Shocker, isn't it?
And, well, I mean, the first one made so much money. And I'll tell you, it's Hangover 2, which I saw, and I'll give my review in a second, but God, it took a critical drubbing.
It got hit.
And as
hard.
A critic, you're going to drub it.
Yeah.
But honestly, I thought the movie, first of all, it's not as, I thought The Hangover, and I still will contend, Hangover 1 is a classic comedy to me. I think that's, you know, I think I put that on the shelf with your Stripes or your Animal House or whatever you want
to name. This is big talk, Joel.
I put it right there. I do. I'm not saying everybody does, but I do. And the second one, while not as good, and it's funny because we had talked about how comedy sequels suck on the last show when John Tenney was here. To me, this actually did better than most comedy sequels.
Yeah.
For me. And I would say on just a strict, you know, pass-fail and was it a good night at the movies, was it a good popcorn movie, I enjoyed Hangover 2. So there's my review. I liked it. I think if you like the first one, I think it's fun. Now, it's exactly structurally almost the exact same movie, which is kind of disappointing, but yet in the same way almost makes it more enjoyable because you kind of know where it's going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like saying we're going to take what was this original thing, The Hangover, and make it a formula.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I would recommend it to people.
There's really, you know, is not to get all comic book, not to get all comedy class teacher, instructor on the audience here. But, you know, there's like three kinds of jokes. There's surprise.
Yeah.
There's recognition. And then there's like...
I've never heard of these terms.
Well, there's... Okay.
I mean, I understand what surprise and...
There's identification.
Yeah.
Like, you ever shit on your hand?
Sure, yeah, okay.
Right?
Observational.
And then there's recognition, like, oh, that's right, that's what happens.
Yeah.
And then there's surprise, like, you said something different from what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah, you pulled the rug out from
those are basically the three kind of jokes.
All right.
So this one was all it was all recognition. It was all like, hey, you're doing what I thought you were going to do.
Sure.
Right? So you said, there's some jokes you set up intentionally to, you're going in one, you put a word in there, and then you call back to that word.
Yeah.
That's what this movie was a big callback.
Sure. I mean, that's, but, you know, the movie actually, it's funny because if this would have been the first Hangover, and the second, and the first one would have been the second one, people might have felt the exact same way that the second one was great and the first one sucked because so much of it
it's
was
exactly
playing
the same
off
story.
The other one in the same structure. I mean, they lose a different guy. They don't lose Doug, the Bachelor. They
but
lose
Doug's
a different
barely
guy.
Barely in it.
Doug, well, they barely put him in it, because he just, he kind of moves the story along a couple times, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they do get stuck in. You have all these people that you want to bring back. They want to bring back Ken Jeong as Mr. Chow. They want to bring back Mike Tyson. They want to bring back, and, you know, Mike Tyson. The Mike Tyson thing, which I don't want to ruin it for anyone, but Mike Tyson's in the movie.
It's made...
In the theater, it flopped.
Here's the deal.
Like, it did not get a big laugh. I was in a very, not sold out, but a very well...
It's made $350 million. You're not going to spoil it.
Right.
They bring Mike Tyson out, and he sings a song.
Yeah, at the
it's
end.
Terrible.
For the wedding reception, yeah.
I'm going to spoil...
It wasn't...
I'm
no, come
spoil
on! No, please, please.
All right, okay.
Please.
You know the other
please.
Thing? The other thing that flopped and died in the middle
what
of the
flopped?
Movie? They originally had a cameo for Mel Gibson.
Yeah, you brought this up, and I hadn't seen it yet, but explain now, because I don't understand
all
what
right,
you meant by
there's,
that.
There's one of the guys gets a tattoo on his face.
Sure.
Ed Helms. It's in
the, he gets a Mike Tyson tattoo. It's
he
in
gets
the
Mike Tyson's tattoo on his face.
They go back there.
So they go back to the tattoo
to
shop.
To figure out what happened, how he got
and
it.
And the guy who did the tattoo was some actor no one's really familiar
sure.
with.
It was Nick Cassavetes.
Nick Cassavetes, but he's
doesn't
not
matter.
A,
yeah,
not
he's
a
not an
name.
Identifiable guy, sure.
Right, 99% of people
I
would know
you,
who
yeah.
They had originally planned that to be Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
The cameo sits there like a dead log.
But
like
it's not
a
cameo anymore because it's not
right.
a celebrity.
But it was written
but
like
the
a
character
cameo.
Had, but the character didn't do anything.
Right.
So I think it was better not being Mel Gibson.
But the character would have gotten laughs because it was Mel Gibson saying outrageous shit. The guy basically is like, hey, you're a faggot.
Yeah,
hey, stop being a pussy.
Yeah,
and
I know what
Mel
you mean.
If Mel Gibson had said that, people would have went,
okay,
ha, it's
yeah,
Mel Gibson.
Okay, all right, all right.
Or if the guy who texted Blake Lively... pictures had done it.
Well,
it would, right?
But no, I just think that that character, again, was kind of a guy who moved the story along more than
right.
a great piece
but
of comedy.
The,
it wasn't
I know,
a
I understand,
scene.
But the laugh that would have come out of that...
It might have gotten a cheap
been,
it would have gotten a cheap
because
laugh,
it's
yeah.
a famous guy doing it.
I almost
and then
respect
they shot
the movie
Liam,
for not doing it.
They put Liam Neeson shot it, and they weren't happy with it.
Right.
And he couldn't come back.
But I think it's because that character had to reveal so much of the plot that maybe that got lost in the laugh, and maybe it was better having a more anonymous.
I guess
guy.
It was kind of a wasted scene.
Yeah, I mean, when you know that, but if you wouldn't see if you wouldn't have known the history of that scene, it would have been a non-issue, and no one would be talking about
yeah, I
it.
Guess
so,
so
to me, that was Paul Giamatti's in this, and
adds
he
nothing.
Adds nothing. But you know, you recognize him. Oh, that's Paul Giamatti. You know, it was.
You know what? I understand that I'm looking at movies in a different way. Most people go to the movies because they want to be entertained.
Yes,
they want to have a good time.
I thought this movie worked in that way.
Yeah,
I would give on a letter grade. I would give this movie like a B.
Yeah,
B. I think I'd give it a B.
I give it a C. I think.
Okay.
A C minus. I really thought a lot of it was flat and lame, and the only stuff that Zach Galifianakis was kind of funny.
Yeah.
When he was drinking the bag of Fanta, that was funny.
Yeah.
He has little observations he makes that are amusing.
Yeah.
But it's almost kind of secondary to the. I thought that was mean spirited.
Yeah.
They made Thailand look like a hellhole on Earth, which it probably is.
Yeah.
But it was like dark and seedy. Well, there was all this Johnny Cash music, and I just didn't find that funny, really.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It was definitely not, you know, the better movie of the two, but I mean, it worked to me. It made me laugh. I mean, what can I say? Mm-hmm. I didn't, you know, and to me, and I thought that hangover structure, even though it's exactly what's been done, does work for a movie, and so comparing this to something like Bridesmaids, I would watch this over Bridesmaids. Because Bridesmaids was just, like I said, was just too long and all over the place.
I guess.
And at least this movie was an hour and 40 minutes. And
I'll tell you what. You know, it was. I would probably be real hesitant to watch Bridesmaids again.
You're not watching either of these again.
At the time, I thought Bridesmaids was enjoyable, but I would not watch it again.
I get the feeling you don't watch anything again. Because you're always watching new stuff.
I don't.
Do you ever watch anything again? Do you ever get a DVD of anything or a Blu-ray?
Yeah, I watch some stuff again.
But would you buy a movie ever?
Sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I bought like Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Oh, okay. Well, that was actually good.
I might buy a movie if I want to see the extras.
There's a lot of.
Star Trek had a lot of.
Those fuckers, the Scott Pilgrim guy, whoever did that, Universal, I don't know who did that. You couldn't.
Universal.
The rental copies had no features on it.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you went to Blockbuster, if you got it on Netflix,
right.
I'm talking the physical disc, not a download or anything, no special features.
Well, you know why? Because it was
a bunch of cocks.
It was a flop.
No, it's because they want people to buy it.
Oh, well, Universal sucks.
They want people to buy, and they're doing it with a lot of these movies now,
right.
Is they're saying, you know, oh, we're now going to have, you know, they're going to tier this thing.
Well, that's
where,
because
you know,
the rental market's almost dead.
Well, but no, I think what they're thinking is that people aren't buying things because it's easier.
Getting Netflix.
It's easier to rent them on Netflix and Vudu and these kind of things and Amazon Video on Demand. And they're getting these things day and date. Even your cable system will have,
you know what?
Day and date pay-per-view.
You know what?
And they're saying, hey, I don't want that DVD. I'll just rent it. And even if it does have features, I'll rent it.
Yeah.
And then the movie studios are getting smart and going, well, if you're just going to rent it, we're not going to give you the full experience unless you pay
for it. They figured out their fucking business. Good
well,
for them.
But they can't because they swing with the wind and with what people want.
But their day and date shit was stupid. They shouldn't have done that.
Well, no, I'm not talking day and date with theatrical.
No.
But I'm saying the pay-per-view is day and date with DVD.
Right. But those there was a structured tiered release system.
There was
that made money for them.
Well, there was things
and they
when,
fucked it up
when stuff was rental only before
right.
you could buy it.
Right,
and then when DVDs came out, they said, "Well, you can buy it the same day as renting it." Mm. And I'm okay, I guess. With I don't know, I just feel like, you know, if I want that Scott Pilgrim movie, you know, I'll be able to buy a used copy of that on Amazon with all the features
mm-hmm.
for about $10 right. in a couple of months.
Well.
But you fucking want me to pay $30 for the Blu-ray?
Oh no!
And then not only is it the Blu-ray, then you have to have a DVD copy, which I won't do anything with. And then a digital download thing, which I won't do.
Now, that's a movie I actually saw twice in the theater.
Okay.
Which
you
that.
You took your girlfriend to it.
Yeah.
After this
that rarely movie. Happens.
Right. Okay.
I will rarely sit through something twice in the theater.
Yeah. Right.
I do. You know what? You're right. You know what? And I'm watching old stuff. Like, if I'm watching movies
right.
at home, I'm taping obscure shit that's on at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, okay. I get
on
that.
On TCM.
You tape stuff. You know, but I feel like, you know, there are movies that I care about. And I feel like I want to watch the special features on
right,
it.
Right, sure.
And, you know, like I bought The Taxi Driver and District 9 and Superbad.
Classics and stuff. But it's got
to
be.
Like, and I go, but you know what? Don't make me, you know what? If I just choose to rent it, why should I? You know, I'm still giving you money.
Right.
Don't punish me for that.
But yeah.
Because it doesn't make me want to buy. Like, if I want to buy it, I want to buy it. And it's like, you know, it's just one, you know what I mean? I shouldn't be punished because I just want to watch it once.
Your DVDs are all hidden away, so it's hard to.
Some of them are. Yeah, some of them are. But a lot of this stuff is, I don't know. I built these shelves. But
people
the
shelves go, oh, you're a film critic. You probably got a million DVDs, and I don't.
Right. Well, you know, the idea is that, you know, with Netflix and the cloud and all this stuff,
you're
not going to need that anymore. You're going to pay a subscription fee and have access to anything you want. And we're not there yet, but I think that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
I think now, yeah, you can get almost anything you want in a streaming format, but. You have to either pay for it, you know, per movie.
Right.
You have to go on like
imagine
Amazon.
Imagine if
Video
we
on Demand
issued these podcasts as a physical disc every week.
Yeah. Imagine how hard that would be for you to get.
It'd be annoying.
It'd be terrible. It'd be bad for us too, because we'd have to put the things out. It would cost
us
money.
It's so funny. The shit's so easy now. But then again, guess what? Magazines used to come out every 3 weeks, or a newspaper would come out every day. And it wasn't hard for anybody to get the shit.
Yeah, it's just
you know what I mean?
Well, here's the other thing. You know, I got this 3D television, and of course there's 3D Blu-rays.
Mm-hmm.
Try to rent a 3D Blu-ray.
Yeah, it's almost
challenging. Right. You can't do it. There's one guy, and God bless his heart, there's a guy who opened up like a rental thing from his house.
Really?
And he has like a rental thing, and you go and you pick out your movies. They're at least okay. And the other thing is that a lot of the movies are the 3D movies are tied up in exclusives with the manufacturer.
Right,
in other words, you buy the Samsung TV and they give you Shrek. Or you buy the Panasonic glasses, they give you Avatar. You buy the Panasonic Blu-ray, they give you Avatar. So a lot of the guy charges $8 per DVD rental for Blu-ray rental.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it's an exclusive, it's between $15 and $30 each.
Uh-huh.
To rent a 3D Blu-ray.
That's like the old days when you couldn't buy a movie because it was $90.
And so basically, I've rented 5 Blu-rays from this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched, you know, The Legend of the Guardian, The Owls of Gahool in 3D Blu-ray. And I watched Despicable Me. I watched these with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I watched a bunch of stuff. What else did we watch? Tangled, which is actually kind of the best 3D movie I think I've ever seen, except for Avatar. Mm-hmm. Just in terms of how they use the 3D, it was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And I watched The Green Hornet. And I watched, what was it, Despicable Me, Tangled, The Green Hornet.
What'd you have for breakfast this morning, Joel?
I had McDonald's for lunch. I didn't have breakfast. Why? What does that matter?
No, you're just listing every movie you've ever watched.
No, but I'm saying I'm renting all these things at $8 a crack.
Oh, that's a lot.
To rent these movies in 3D. But they're just saying, what they're saying is, like, for 3D, we're not even going to authorize Netflix or Blockbuster or anybody to even rent you these things.
But that's the deal.
You have to physically buy
it. If the movie's $20 and the rental's $8, why not just buy it? Is what they're trying to do.
Exactly. But now they're saying, you know, forget about, you won't even have a rental option on 3D.
Mm-hmm.
That this is the new thing. They're saying, oh, if you want 3D, now you're paying $30 to $40 every time you want to watch something.
Blu-ray is going to go the way to Betamax pretty soon.
I think Blu-ray is here because there are people that want to collect movies. It'll never hit the full, you know.
The level of saturation.
Not everyone's going to have a Blu-ray player like they had.
Well,
A DVD
that might have happened
player.
To Wii, is that the sales went down because everybody bought one.
There's something to that.
They might have topped out.
There's something to that.
They might have topped out how many Wiis they were going to sell.
But you could say that, well, the problem with the Wiis is that there are a lot of hardcore guys who didn't buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Your Call of Duty players didn't buy it. Mm-hmm. The thing with 360 is they're saying, well, everybody that wants to play Call of Duty has a 360 now.
Mm-hmm.
We need to sell them to little kids because they're going to play their Sesame
You know what happened? It sold. You know what sold Xbox exclusives?
Yeah.
And now they're
PS3 is exclusives.
PS3, both of those systems had exclusives up the ass, and they're going away from that. We're getting back. Circling around.
But let's.
All right.
But eventually, here's what's going to happen: is that you're going to be sitting in your house, and you're going to be able to watch high definition, on demand,
right.
Day and date,
so
movies in your house, for you know, and that's what the market is going to be.
You can't rent 3D movies.
There are some streaming versions of 3D.
Let me ask
you
this.
But the quality is not the same.
Is the 3D worth paying the extra $4 it is at the movie theater?
Well, it depends on the movie. And I'll say that because I've seen some that are great. Like Avatar was great 3D. Toy Story 3, which was a good movie and I liked it.
Uh-huh.
The 3D wasn't worth the extra $4 or whatever.
Now,
Piranha 3D, which was only a kind of... Like, in 2D, that's not even a good movie.
Sure.
But in 3D, it was fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So...
Well, X-Men First Class was in 2D.
Yeah, and then they just exclusively did it in 2D.
And they're thinking... Now the debate is, well, did it underperform because they weren't getting the
extra
money?
They didn't have that extra 3D money, yeah.
But guess what happens with the 3D movies?
Because Thor had 3D money.
But guess what happens with the 3D movies? They trail off after week one.
Well, because the 3D theaters get pushed out and some other 3D movie ends up in those. But whatever. I mean, I don't know. I got the 3D TV... I think at this point, my policy is going to be probably not to go to the theater and see 3D anymore. I think I'm going to watch it at home. Unless it's a movie I want to see. But I went to Alice in Wonderland in 3D pretty much because that was in 3D.
Yeah.
And I craved having that 3D experience.
Most of the 3D is terrible.
Well, but the 3D movies. The thing is, would you want to see the movie without the 3D?
In most of the cases, yes. I wouldn't care.
Right, but I'm saying like Pirates of the Caribbean 4, I don't want to see.
Mm-hmm.
So that putting that in 3D doesn't
not helping you.
Yeah, at this point it isn't. It used to be the case, but
Do you want to know what's stupider than 3D?
What's that?
It's available to the new Imagine Theater Royal Oak.
We got 2 hours. Go ahead.
All right, we're done. D Box.
Yeah, that's the new thing.
That's at the. There's a brand new theater about a mile and a half from Joel's house that has D Box technology, which is vibrating
seats. A rumbling seat, everybody.
It's like a rumble, DualShock rumble controller.
Yes.
Terrible.
It's a motor under your... And you're saying it's terrible, and you... Did you get to watch a whole movie that way?
I watched the last 20 minutes of Fast and the Furious 5.
Okay.
Which is, by the way, nothing but car crashes,
yeah.
Right?
I think that'd be a good demo.
Yeah,
that
was
yeah.
the best demo you could get, because it sounded great. And
well, because it's all people sitting in car seats, and they're going fast. So
exactly. But the last 20 minutes of that movie is a big car chase, and every cop car in Brazil crashes and rolls over. You know what I mean? It's like,
so when the car crashes, do you feel like you're in a car crash?
No, you just feel like a little bump.
Yeah, see, I fuck all that.
And it's like
I don't like it when kids kick the back of my seat. I don't think I want to pay for that experience.
It's not like the chair went to the side or rocked.
Yeah.
It just vibrates and it feels like a massage chair at the mall.
Right, yeah.
And you go, really?
Well, I'll tell you this. One of the Blu-rays I rented, I think one of the 3D ones, I can't remember which one it was.
Had Rumble Shock.
Right. No, it had it now where I think it's on the Blu-ray where you can put that in your home theater and get like a D-Box set up at home and it'll work for that, which is ridiculous. But by the way, tell everybody how much that, do you know, because I know if you don't, how much it the premium for D-Boxes.
I think it's $10.
I think it's $8.
$8.
But that might be, if you saw something in 3D in D-Box, it might be an extra $12. I don't know.
So you're going to pay $25 for a D-Box 3D movie?
I don't know. Right? No one's still paying for that.
Who's doing that?
I mean, there's already a premium for IMAX. You go IMAX 3D, there's more premium.
Yeah.
You go regular 3D, which is actually better than IMAX 3D, is the real D, which most people get. And that's about $4 more. It's my TV was way more than that. But still. But anyway.
All right, kids. Well, here's what we've learned today. Technology sucks, particularly if you're taking pictures of your dong and your last name's weird.
There's a lot of technology talk today.
Technology does help you if you're trying to hide your illegitimate child with a pug-faced woman from Guatemala. I mean, she was... I mean, what a she-beast. What a goddamn...
An insider, again, all Arnold fucked was ugly women.
Yeah.
Because I think he felt the hot
power.
Chicks... The hot chicks would talk,
he
I think.
Power
I don't
over
know
the ugly
what
women.
The deal is.
No, it's a good...
You know, some guys are so horny they don't care.
That's a good move on Arnold's part.
That's what they're saying. Arnold chick was ugly.
Fuck an ugly one. Make them humble.
But you feel the Tiger... I mean, Tiger Woods fucked chicks that were ugly. They were just trashy.
Tiger fucked... But he fucked everything.
Yeah.
He fucked from A-list, top shelf, Rachel Yugatel...
She's not A-list, all right, but she's attractive.
She's
in
New
level.
York 8.
Yeah, okay.
Give her that. Give her that.
Yeah.
He fucked porn stars.
He did.
Then he fucked Perkins waitresses.
He did.
He had no apparent governor.
Yeah, but I think it's guys who...
Speaking
just,
of apparent governors.
If you want to get laid, I think you don't care.
Yeah.
If you want to get laid, there it is.
All right, kids, don't put your wang on... please. Niels, send us
yes,
a picture.
Don't, yes.
If Niels is listening, could you please send us a picture of your wang on the tram?
That's what we want.
I would like to see a Schwanstucker.
Yes.
On the tram.
Would you like Cam and Yellowknife to whip out his wang? And
actually,
it'll be all shriveled up from the cold. And
what I want,
the North Pole.
Cam, I want you to take a Eskimo spear and for comparison purposes only, put that next to you. And then, Niels, if you could get a Stein from Oktoberfest, if you could get like a big glass of Bitburger or Spaten, and just put your wang next to that, so we can get a good sized look at it.
What was the thing you used to give us that was shaped like a penis?
That would be called a dildo, Joel.
No, what was the thing that was the food? What was the food that was made of?
Oh, the marzipan.
Marzipan.
Put a marzipan log next to your wang.
Cam, stick your dick in a glacier and
All right, that's going to do it for us.
I think so.
Bye now. I
think that's enough. So let us know what you thought of E3. Email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com. 610-520-7464. You can always leave your comments. What did I say? 610-552-0746. If you call the other number, you get Arnold. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm here. Maria is out.
I'm picking up open mic comedian women. Because I want to get only women that look like the Georgia Tech mascot.
Is Chaplin still open? I need to bang a comedy club waitress.
All right.
Good night, everybody. See you.